Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blows. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash you miss. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guests, promoter self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Glue. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. It's so good to have you guys here. It is Sunday night, football night, remix night, October the 14th, 2012. Now, of course, you know, joining us in the forum again tonight is Brother Panic. Brother Panic is going to be taking your questions tonight. We're going to continue to talk about programming chakras and all of that good stuff. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone here to the forum. And good to have you guys here joining us live in the remix. The chat room is open. So just want to let you guys know that the chat room is open. If you don't know how to get over to the chat room, let me go ahead and give you some directions so that you can find yourself over there. And you can find yourself over in the chat room and chat with the rest of the Remix family, because trust me, they're all filling themselves up and they're making their way right on over. So all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and that's going to put you right into the chat room. Click the button and come on in. Tell us who you are. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. We welcome all of our guests here from all over the world joining us in the forum. I know our international family is in the house tonight, so big ups to the international family joining us here live in the remix. And also to the rest of the family here in the remix, I want to let you guys know you can always reach the remix. Lock it in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And you definitely can get on in and come on in the remix. So good to see you guys here live in the forum tonight. Brother Panic is joining us in the house tonight. We're going to dance a little bit as we get ready to get started. It's a couple of things that we'll cover just so that we can get ready to get into the share tonight. First of all, so good to have you guys here. Download, download, download. And definitely many of you have been downloading that, and I want to encourage you to download the remix show for tonight and all of the shows on the remix for you to download them, and definitely make sure that you keep them. So you can download them right to your phone. You can download them to your iPod. Wherever you choose to download, you can begin to download all of that information that is here on the remix. That's always here. Good to see you guys. I know it's a football night. Woo! Boy, I tell you, I don't want to start talking about that. But I'm sure a lot of you were watching football tonight. And some teams won. And some teams kind of fell a little short tonight. But all in all, a very, very good day. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So good to have you guys in the house tonight. Brother Panic is joining us here. Greetings to our international listeners who is listening from all over the world. And it's so good. It's so good to have you guys here. I do want to thank you guys because we got a big week of readings coming up. So I will be connecting with a lot of you in the readings, in the sessions, and also in the readings. And then also I will be connecting with you guys in other ways too, but definitely through the readings we'll be connecting. And so much to cover. I don't want to take too much of this time, but here's what I want us to do as everyone start to get themselves settled, is to thank everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And if you don't know about that, you can get on over to www.msblueblast.com and download the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And also for all of you who have been putting your orders in for the Know Your Magic, otherwise known as the Kim Oracle Psychic Deck. Lots of orders have been going out, and also so many of you have been placing orders. And so definitely it is those tools, those two, that definitely helps to keep your magic current and helps to keep you there. So you can find the Oracle Psychic Deck and read everything that everyone has to say about it by going to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you'll be able to pick that up. So peace and greetings to everyone. We're going to get ready to get started. We're going to dance. So get yourselves ready. Brother Panic is about to come on. And so we're about to jump right into the share. This is part two. You know, we did part one on Friday night. Lots of great information, as always. You definitely want to go back and get that show. We do what we do here in the remix, as always. So I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. And so good to have you guys in the house tonight. So now we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to get up and dance a little bit. So, you know. Get up, dance, put the cat out, put the dog out, jump up, you know, jump on the couch, you know, run around the block, do that good stuff, and get ready to move.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. So I know you guys are ready. I know you're ready. Let's see what we can find here, something we can really kind of just kind of get up and move around a little bit. Let's see. Let's see what we can do. Let's see. Let's see, you guys. I'm going to play something really, really good. Let's see. Yeah, we're gonna play something. We're going to play something that we can actually get up and just kind of move to a little bit, or maybe just kind of bob our head a little bit, you know, bob to our head a little bit. I see you guys over there. I see Panic over there. I think this is always a good song. Maybe not. You guys are giving me suggestions. This is crazy. You're giving me suggestions. We're going to do a throwback. We're going to do a good throwback. We're going to do a throwback. And I see Panic over there going, oh, Lord. But here we go. We're going to do a throwback. Get up, move around a little bit. And just get ready. Just get ready to see. I'm changing my thoughts here. Every 10 minutes. And you guys are just giving me, you're giving me so many different suggestions. Like, wow, those are some good ones. Let's see. Let's see what we're going to hear here. Let's see. Yeah, we're going to get something really, really good. We're going to get some really, really good. I think this is a good one. Let's see.
Two steps from the borderline. Anything closer will kick the nine. Think I'm out the game, you're out of your mind. Cause I stay on track like Transline. Keeping nappy all braided up. 30 in the top pick, braided up. Stop running when you're braided up. Telling them to hold you. Respect, 'cause I seen you get
bitch raw and drop your nut on the floor. Call it what you want, you son of a hoe. I was 5 or 6, the white bitch came and dropped it down the pole. 3, 2, 1, I can lick the sun with my tongue. Pull it out, smack a nigga just for thinking I'm done. Shut the trap, razor blade, cut your rap. That girl see me come and start chucking they flap. Rhyme fest and dirt dog on Boston. Today you got the heaven track, mud on the carpet. Hot like the hot potato. Your niggas ain't macho, your hot just macho. Go to the show for hot dog and nachos. This is me and Dirt Dog style, it's nachos.
ODB, of course, of the Wu-Tang. So definitely wanted to put those vibes in your ear as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic back to the forum again on Sunday night. Now, actually, before we bring Brother Panic on, it is a few things that I do want to say as well. And I want to take this time, and I know Brother Panic is listening, and we're going to bring you on in just a second here. I know you're listening there. Take this time to just thank you for all of your work, everything that you've done, your dedication, coming on the remix, you know, taking time out to just express all that you've learned, all that you do, and really just giving it to the remix family and myself. Everything that you've done has definitely been major and instrumental in my life, and I know so many others as well, too. So, for the remix listeners, which we're almost reaching 2 million at this particular point, that's listening from all over the world, you know, we want to give you thanks because, you know, a lot of people don't know it takes a lot of work to just keep bringing great information. And so from the bottom of my heart and all of the remix family, Brother Panic, we just want to express that love and that gratitude to you for doing what you do, always bringing great information and just bringing great information, you know, and everything, you know, everything that you bring here, you know, we get to laugh with you, you know, we get to cry with you, we get to learn with you, we get to have so much fun. So I want to take this time. This has really just been heavy on my heart. I tell you thank you all the time, but I really want to express that to you tonight, to just thank you so much for that. You know, at this point, we have so many archives of shows, pages and pages full of shows and hours upon hours of shows, you know, really going into close to 50 to close to 100 hours worth of information and knowledge, and just all of these things there that we're learning from now, still will continue to learn from. So just want to say thank you so much, you know, just for bringing great information, coming on the remix and sharing this information. So, you know, just want to say that. So now, let's get ready to welcome Brother Panic to the forum. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Panic.
Okay, now you're going to start the show, and I'm going to be weepy, you know what I'm saying, by all that props and thanks and love that you just displayed. Why, thank you, Ms. Blue. It actually, your thanks makes a lot of it worth it. And a lot of Remix family people who come in a sometimes in a estranged way and thank me and say, I hated the fuck you did that, but I'm glad you did that because I learned all that shit is a lot of things. It makes it worth it. So, you know, I'm humble enough to say, shit, I'm glad to just be, it's my honor to be able to do this part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The honor is still mine. You know what I'm saying? As Morpheus said to Neo, the honor is still mine. Because, you know, nothing's more, not sound corny, sacred, valuable,
right,
special than a Negro trying to learn his ancient self. There's nothing more special in the world than that to me. And, you know, as you know, in the beginning, as will be in the end, you know, I've only said I can only share, you know, I consider myself a hard researcher, a deep studier, and I'm only here to share what I've studied. But my goal is for you to just to be inspired enough to take up your own study, not just to follow, take up your own study. So, you know, with that humility, it's, like I said, what one of the things besides the love that I receive from you, Remix families, one of the things that makes it go on is this. There's it's a real sensation to see black people who want to just do some shit.
Anyway,
even if you motherfuckers want to learn how to play Scrabble better, you know what I'm saying? We can sit down. You know what I'm saying? That's how interesting somebody learning is. I guess that's what's driving it. And you know. And like I said, I'm always encouraged because I see a lot of people here from the Remix go from one step to the next level, you know what I'm saying, and graduate, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what keeps the battery besides the warm feeling and the motherly home cooking of Miss Blue, the home Remix cookings. So, yeah, I mean, you know, excellent. I'm glad it's received that way. And really, you know how I am. I'm more the agreement I've always made about coming correct was actually with you.
Yeah.
So when I hear you say it means a lot because I've always said, well, this is how I am and this is what I always do. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If that ever gets old and tired for you, I get it. But I'm not going to sit over here in front. I told you, a lot of people don't like me because I don't play the hotep shit in the beginning.
Right.
I don't play to get along. So actually, I would like to thank you, and I was thinking about this the other week, ironically, of how brave you are just to open up the forum sometime. Because some of the shit I know I say is dangerous to a friendly way of life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, so I also commend you for being bold enough, because I speak my mind. I told you I always would. But to allow me to speak my mind, I've never got one censor from you, like, well, we need to do this because it's the Remix family. So I appreciate you for the realism in this show, what I perceive to be is realism. And it must be doing something because it's received well.
Yeah.
As the Remix is up to 2 million listeners. Now, that's certified. That's not us saying that. That's
Blog Talk Radio.
That's Blog Talk Radio giving Blue those numbers. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They coming back like, in fact, she was telling me, they said, damn, what do you do, a goddamn show every day for this amount of listeners? And she was like, no, this is every weekend. So, they, you know, this is their place. So they went and checked it. And said, y'all niggas need to roll out the red carpet. So if y'all remember all of them little technical difficulties every once in a while, they put that shit in order just based upon Blue having 2 million listeners. Now, and this is their numbers. If we thought it was 1 million listeners. He's like, well, we just got the 1 million. They said, no, 2 million.
It's 1 million, like 600 and something, and every day, really, really rolling. And that's one of the things that even doing the show, and, you know, we talk about this a lot, Panic, like I never got into the numbers. And really when we found out about the million number, it was just going to do research to make sure, because I think somebody had emailed us saying they couldn't download a show or something.
Right.
And I happened to go in there and I was like, is this right? 1 million? Mm-hmm. What?
Exactly. Let me tell you, I'm the one who got Blue on the numbers, and for this reason. Because, like I said, Blue, her love was just to do the radio show. But after, like she just pointed out, we've done so many shows and touched so many people. Mm-hmm. Now, I started to look at the difference because, as you all know, just maybe 2 years ago, everybody and anybody had a blog talk show and would talk about anything as long as they said Melanin and Hotep. So it's gotten to the point where people did it just because they could do it. So I said, well, I want to find out, are people just blindly following this, or does something, because I'm feeling what you're getting, not just from me, from others, a little bit cutting edge, you know what I'm saying? People with a little bit of scholarship behind them, not somebody who says melanin and you automatically get to go, wow, I see your YouTube video and you are definitely the shit because it has entertained you on whatever level you on. But people with scholarship is here. So I really wanted to find out, number-wise, was this a bigger impact than, let's just say, someone who's just interesting for 5 minutes? And so I wanted to know numbers. And when she's seeing these numbers, I'm like, shit, do you know what you have accomplished? Just off of the Avatar shit, and that was 3 years ago. She's like, you got 20,000 downloads off of Avatar. I'm like, fucking really? I'm thinking it's whoever's in the room.
Yes,
I don't even advertise these shows no more, and there's still people, you know, in this room. Like, if I advertise and say, well, I'll be on next week, we'll have problems. People get booted out. Is it too many people? They had to put more servers up on Blog Talk because of Blue. There was hackers who came to hack the show. He's like, well, why are y'all hacking my show? He said, this is the only shit popping on Blog Talk. And then they stayed in the room and listened to the fucking lecture.
Yes, they did. It was crazy.
Yeah,
magical
shit is going on. This is because there's a certain air of truth. And that's really, and early on with Ms. Blue, that's what I told her. Because I've never had an intention of talking anywhere. I was very content in my library, very content with talking to my buddies who are in the science. So the spirit told me to fuck with Ms. Blue. We told that story plenty of times. But I said, I will never, I'm going to tell the truth as I see it. I'm not going to sit here knowing, I know everybody wants to say, oh, we need to do this for the kids. But the way I see it, that's not what a spiritual evolution is. That's what a revolutionary evolution is, or you can name 1,000 names, and there's nothing wrong with that if you do that. But I don't do that. But I also know our people will listen to that as well as they will listen to me. There's no real line in the sand. Like, you know, for years, Bobby Hemmings told me, people come up to me and ask him about questions about health. And he's like, what in the fuck are you asking me that for? You get what I'm saying? We just had a whole lecture about goddamn Baron Samedi. So, because we see it as being holistic beings, like, we're all talking about the same subject because all this subject is new to you. So, as a lecturer who's trying to get attention, a few lecturers, not the masters, what they would do was they would be all-inclusive because they weren't trying to teach you, they were trying to get along with you. So since you had an all-inclusive mentality, they would become an all-inclusive lecturer. Just tell you everything you want to hear. We're going to save kids, we're going to do this. If you're talking about chemtrails, they're talking about chemtrails. They're not teaching you, they're trying to be your favorite talker, you get what I'm saying, or your preacher.
Right.
When someone is lecturing to you, you should guarantee that you're going to hear things you don't like because they're dealing with their subject. And their subject is not, you may vibrate with it more than the next man, but absolutely you shouldn't be on point because the idea is to get to their level, you're supposed to be to a point where they don't agree with you neither. You have your own, you're here for your own path, and you have your own outcome, your own determination, the own way you're going to see things. And there's no one, we have this idea based upon religion, as I talked about in last week's show, that there's one way to find light. But that is absolutely not the case. There are many, many ways to find light. Therefore, debating your theory versus mine, whether the Moors landed in fucking 1374 or 1480, all that shit is irrelevant. Whatever helps you find light, if that helps you find light, so be it. Knock yourself silly. Who am I to say anything else? But at the end of the day, for my integrity, I'm gonna say it how I see it based upon a study. And I'll let you know if it's my perspective, but here's where the honor comes to you. I'll let you know the book where I got it from, and you get to come up with your own interpretation of it as well. You know what I'm saying? Long, long book list. So what's driving me, what makes it easy is the pleasantries you get from Ms. Blue, the realism you get from Ms. Blue, the heart you get from Ms. Blue, the love you get from the Remix family, and all the rest of that stuff. But at the end of the day, the greatest agenda is I love to see a nigga learn something. I don't give a fuck what it is, even if it's how to throw a frisbee better. You get what I'm saying? So I get encouraged when y'all motherfuckers tell me progress. When y'all motherfuckers start at, you'll hear the frustration when y'all hear me ranting, when panic, did I do that right? Panic, I shouldn't do this. Panic, I'm worried about that. You'll hear that. You'll hear the grief coming because that's hustling backwards for me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's an honor to be here. You get what I'm saying? It's an honor to do what I do. And most people who know me personally will see that resonate every time I meet them. Most people who just know me from the radio think I'm just mean motherfucker that every day I'm doing a magic trick. And if you ain't, you got a problem. But everybody who knows me, nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm more in awe because I'm a researcher and an observer. I'm more fascinated with the shit you doing than the shit I'm doing. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm watching your ass. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm watching your ass pretend to be a fucking vegetarian. You get what I'm saying? I'm watching your ass eat vegetarian beef. You know what I'm saying? Tastes just like beef, but it's vegetable. I'm watching you getting a kick out of that more than I'm fucking watching myself fucking stroking my own dick. Because I, see what I'm saying? This shit ain't new to me. I was always the study of it.
Right.
This is old hat. None of this to me is like, you know, oh shit, guess this and guess that. Well, let me get my. And none of this is like guess this and guess that and all of this for me. So I'm not really on my own dick. You know what I'm saying? So yet again, it leads me just to say, you know, this shit is not really about me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's really about. You know, okay, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. You know what I'm saying?
If
I was aggressive at my study, you know what I'm saying, I should be aggressive at, you know, repeating for folk as well. You know what I'm saying? Be just as aggressive. And nobody held my motherfucking hand, so I'm not holding yours.
Right.
Simple as that.
All right.
I do appreciate the L-O-V-E, and acknowledge it, Ms. Blue.
Oh, likewise. It's good to have you here in the forum. I know that we're going to get into some Q&A. I know you have some stuff you want to tell us first before we actually get into that and just get into the share. 646, you guys, 652-2711 is the number to call, or you can come on over, join us in the chat room if you wish, and just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, all one word, and come on in. If you're a guest, you know that only takes a few minutes for you to sign up. You just click the little button at the bottom that says sign up. Takes about 2 minutes. Tell us who you are. Come on in the chat room and just enjoy the forum. Brother Panic is here, and, of course, you know to get in touch with him for all of the things, classes, herb packs, which we'll be talking about throughout the show. So if you're new, don't worry. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Just email him at panicpack@hotmail.com. And that's P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, @hotmail.com. And you'll get a list not only of all the shows that he's done here on The Remix, but also everything that he has to offer you too, as well, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. Got that right. All right. Very, very interesting time now. I was talking to Bobby today. And he said he wanted to tell y'all this. We are now coming up on the Diwali Festival in India. And it's basically, it starts on the 16th. And it's a festival for Lakshmi. So it is a very important time if you're trying to get your finances in order. You get what I'm saying? You're trying to get your finances right. So I'll tell you some things you could do for Lakshmi. But today and tomorrow, they're doing Durga and Kali. They're upholding Durga and Kali, which means those to get rid of all negativity. So if you get a chance, you want to do something to Durga and Kali, you can go online and find their pujas. Just look for a Durga puja or Kali puja, and this will clear your house out preparing for Lakshmi. For Lakshmi, you want those of you who've bought the Lakshmi chants, you have up until December. This festival is till December. Those of you who have bought the Lakshmi chants or need to get Lakshmi chants, you can get it from me, pack at Hotmail, but you want to run those Lakshmi chants. And I pointed out to you that you don't necessarily need to be in the house. So in other words, you could put your CD on and keep it moving. You know what I mean? Because as long as the chants is going, is going to up the vibration in the house. If you have a Lakshmi statue, give us sweets. If you can get it, I have it. And if you can get it, you need to get Lakshmi dupe. It's a certain kind of incense specifically for Lakshmi. You may want to inquire with me about the Lakshmi dupe, panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll see if I can do something for you, depending on who it is and how much and all that. Lakshmi dupe. Let me see. Hold on for a second. Let me find the correct spelling of dupe.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, you guys. While we're waiting for that, did you get it?
All right. Okay.
You got it.
Lakshmi is spelled, at least in the Lakshmi dupe, L-A-X-M-I. That's the goddess of prosperity. I thought everyone should know that shit by now. You know, Lakshmi is the wife of Vishnu, and she is... Now, listen, you know what I'm saying? Prosperity has many different faces. And I teach people in my class, if you shoot low, money is a low form of prosperity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Money is not even defined. Money is currency, which is represented as electricity. So if you needed more appliances in your house, because appliances represented prosperity, you wouldn't say, give me more electricity. It would be too vague.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? It would be too vague. Or so money is too vague when you're asking these deities. We give money formation just like we give electricity formation as a light, a microwave, an iron, or whatever. So when you're asking for something so vague, oh, Lakshmi, give me money, it doesn't register. You get what I'm saying? It sounds a little bit more ignorant.
Right.
If you open your mind to a bigger concept of prosperity, because Lakshmi represents that energy of Lakshmi, represents a bigger form of prosperity, you therefore open the gateway to all of those things, and money follows. You get what I'm saying? If you shoot for something low as money, then you're usually chasing it. You get what I'm saying? And you don't really chase electricity, you control it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when you shoot for prosperity, you're shooting for a higher thing, and then the electricity that runs these higher things follows it. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So the currency or the electricity will follow if you're shooting for prosperity in terms of smarts, children, peace in your home. You get what I'm saying? Calm in your home, calm in your life, health. These things that you need, but primarily everything was study, breakthrough. I want to be prosperous in my study. That's all I've ever fucked with Lakshmi for. And then the finances and all of that are going to come with it to be prosperous in your study. you're going to need some money to buy books and all the rest of this shit. You get what I'm saying? So it the money follows and it's built in. So you need to know when you're dealing with Lakshmi, you guys want to shoot higher. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You want to shoot higher. You know what I'm saying?
Much higher. So, more on the level of abundance.
Abundance.
Because that's what, yeah, Lakshmi brings in that whole, like you said, it's abundance. It's,
right.
it's greater than money.
Right. The spirit, everything precedes a thought. The thought represents spirit. Everything is behind spirit. You think more spiritual, the physical lines up. So Lakshmi Dupe, Dupe is spelled D-H-O-O-P. It's hard to get. In fact, I couldn't get it in New York. They had to send it out here. They had to send it from out here in Atlanta. But it's off the hook. It's just if you got a Hindu store that you can get to, you just ask them for that Lakshmi Dupe. And you just basically burn it. That's her scent, prosperity in the house. So you also, if you have just the statue, you can't get the dupe. Then what you want to get is sweets. Give her sweets, gold coins, and trinkets. And all this is starting Tuesday the 16th during the Diwali festival. You can find some pujas to her online. Interesting enough, too, and I'm only bringing it up because to put this in context for those of you who were listening last week. When you were listening last week, I talked about the biggest thing Aleister Crowley has ever done was contact a deity called Awas, which gave him the Book of the Law. And in that Book of the Law, there's a statement that says, "Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law." And I explained in detail last week how, while y'all running on technology, old technology, talking about Mayat and reciprocity, they realized we are in a new reality. Do as thou wilt. Because
yeah.
when Awas
yeah.
came, when Awas came, he told Crowley where the earth was going into to the next level. You get what I'm saying? Where it was going
right.
to. So again, I explain in detail why the white folks who know, and this is only like maybe less than 1%, they're doing what they want to you or as they will because they realize there's nothing that's going to pay them back. There's
right.
nothing that's going to, in the context we know it, is not going to pay them back. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah.
they're doing as they will. Now, the biggest deal for Crowley was he contacted this deity, Awas, and they've been running their whole spiritual technology or a greater part of their spiritual technology based upon the one contact of this deity. And interestingly enough, Bobby Hemmett also told me, well, that was nothing. I made contact with Awas 10 years, 20 years ago. It should be funny because the shit that they take 3 days to do, we do that shit like easy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Crowley contacted another deity. Took him all these 3 days, so much so he had to close the gateway. He shut it down. Told nobody to ever do it again. And that was a deity named Lamb. I contacted that motherfucker real easy. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
this is us.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of, so for him, you know what I'm saying, he's got a labor. But for us, this is
right.
us. You know what I'm saying? You know, you talking to some old ornery motherfuckers. So when Bobby started talking, once he made contact with Awas in 1993, he started lecturing. You get what I'm saying? Because Awas was the deity or the angelic being or the priest of Heru and telling you what we're moving into, a very important deity. You get what I'm saying? So we've been made contact, and he made contact with him on October 16th. Same day as the Diwali festival,
mm-hmm.
and also the same day as Elijah Muhammad's birthday. So it's real
mm-hmm.
interesting about that date.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong it up, like I said.
Right.
And on the 16th, they also give there's a big thing going on in South America with El Cristo Negro. So it's a very spiritual time. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
And if y'all know who these gods are, y'all need to deal with them. Elijah Muhammad's birthday is coming up. Deal with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, and if you don't know what Durga and Kali is, Durga in the mythology, all the gods give Durga their weapons
mm-hmm.
so she can fight with
right.
them. She's a later day version of Kali. So basically your
mm-hmm.
weaponry, what you see is a weapon. You can put that energy into Durga to always have your house protected. For instance, we have Durga shit here. So what I see to be my weaponry, I've already mentally injected that into the deity, into the statue. So my weaponry is always up and working. So when you niggas fuck up or think you want to fuck up, you're going to get fucked up. You get what I'm saying? Because
right.
this shit is sitting as a form of protection. You get what I'm saying? Now, like
yeah.
I said, I pointed this out before. Let me point it out again. I don't really go into that's a waste of time for me. Oh, what you say, motherfucker? Watch me do some magic on you. That's fucking
right.
lame. That's lame pussy
yeah.
shit. I probably would break your jaw before I fucking break open a candle. You get what I'm saying? If
right,
I really
right.
had a problem, I'm going to see you face to face. But what I do is I protect myself so thoroughly. So if you have an issue and you spiritually
right.
want to try to come at me, oh, I pity the fool. And I've pitied the fool a while. You know
right.
saying? Bobby was telling me, some Negro called him, I think Panic put magic on me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? I said, how long ago was this? He said, this shit was so bullshit that I forgot to tell you. I'm like, for real? He said, I told this nigga, Bobby said he told him, I know Panic well. He don't even know who the fuck you are. But that's not his character. You know what I'm saying? If you went at him, I feel sorry for you. He said, but he ain't wasting his time with that.
Right.
And he's absolutely right. I do not waste my time with that. I will tear your ass up. You will tear your own ass up before I tear your ass
for
up.
Real.
Now, that's proven. That's proven. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of niggas I said, uh-oh, I don't know what you done. I don't know what you came to do. But I owe SpaghettiOs for you with that bullshit you don't. You know what I'm saying? So if we're doing things magically for protection, we shouldn't be doing it at our ex-boyfriend.
No.
This shit is the serious shit. Because what you're doing is fucking with their DNA. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's and over because he fucked some other chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Didn't buy your baby no fucking coat this year. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be going to the magic for that. You know what I'm saying? Go to court for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What you
yeah,
want to do is to be in harmony with what's coming up in this 2012 transition is set up the protection barriers. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, if that nigga's doing shit to you magically, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let me tell you, I don't have to do nothing. I know some short shot witches. Will fuck y'all up. I'm not even gonna say her name, but this motherfucker, see, her baby's father, this nigga bought a white truck and was smelling his own ass. You know what I'm saying? everything is the white truck now. You know what I'm saying? You know my truck,
mm-hmm.
baby, you not showing up on time, not coming home, not calling. Bitch went right to the store, bought a matchbox truck, white, and just kicked it around the house. Long story short, end of his white truck. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened, baby. I'm back home. So I know some bitches. So all of that, and then half the shit y'all fucking with is some routine shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers
yeah.
who I party with. You know what I'm saying? I party
right.
with Ogun. Were you going to sick Ogun on me? Me and him are personal friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's on my buddy list. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that don't work. Because all you talking about is moving energy back and forth.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Energy
yeah. back and forth. So if the energy that you're shooting at me, if I come to understand that energy, it's absorbed. You get what I'm saying? It's absorbed. So
yeah.
so that's another reason why you study this thing, to understand the energy. That's another form of protecting yourself. So you don't study Ogun to worship him. You study him to understand the energy if you're a true magician. If you're a true follower, then carry on. Do what you were doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a true magician, you understand what you're doing is deifying yourself. This is the path to self-deification. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I am Ogun and Obatala and Oshun and Yemenya and all of these things
right.
because you're raising these things up. All these things are descriptions of energies, description of power that is now put to you in a way where your brain can understand, grasp it, and take control of it in a third-dimensional understanding. And then they tell you how these energies interplay with each other, and that's called mythology. Don't touch that, and that's cool, and that ain't cool. They're only telling you how these formulas or energies interplay. So understanding this, dealing with that, means you become these things. Or you make the choice to worship these things. So y'all playing, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all playing with wrong shit if you don't even understand that concept. So y'all still debating that motherfucking concept. Should you do this? I'm so past that fucking concept. You know what I'm saying? Not just based upon my feelings, based upon I saw these niggas peer to peer and get results and dealing with that. And they said, well, some of these motherfuckers be lying to you. Good, let them lie as long as they doing work. You can lie. I don't know if I lie with a sandwich shop and you making 10-inch subs, you can be a lying motherfucker. Keep the subs coming. You get what I'm saying? You're playing with petty shit. You get what I'm saying? And I don't play petty games. I'm not into this for this petty game. I'm going to put some magic on you, nigga. I know I've dealt with deities that ain't been on this planet that tell me straight out.
Right.
If you do this to a nigga, there's no such thing on in this reality that can get that off of him. No such thing. You get what I'm saying? Shit that I'm like, shit, that's even vicious to put on a white man. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So the idea here is with this great power comes great responsibility. As we talk about these things, I need y'all to be responsible, you get what I'm saying? Because if you're mad based upon your ego or someone has crossed your ego at a certain time and you run the magic, first of all, you're doing weak shit anyway because the magic or the energy that you're dealing with is ran off the battery of your ego. It's not ran off the battery of what's pure of heart. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I'm telling you is a pure of heart approach to this thing. Meaning, if you say, Patty, you're a dirty motherfucker, oh, watch the magic now. That's my ego. Right. I'm not mad you call me a dirty motherfucker. I've been called worse by better. Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
asshole.
Right, asshole. Remember that shit? You know what I'm saying? I knew you was going to throw that in there. Like, but so that could say that so we need to not take these, somebody took me off their friends list, I'm going to take magic. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody
yeah.
comes to your blog talk shows, but they come to mine. Don't give a fuck about you. So I must have did magic. You know what I'm saying? You petty motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you, and all my friends will tell you. If you may have a more of a my anger issues deal with more of me approaching you in your face more than some magic shit. You know what I'm saying? You're wasting
right.
my time. You know what I'm saying? I'm still decorating my house with shit. Fuck, I'm thinking about some old mad nigga because you ain't doing what. You
right.
think what you in first your mind year. You told you were here to do, but you find out the fucking world doesn't line up with that fucking reality. Only your
right.
fucking mind, your fucking ego, and some shit you learned in fucking third grade or somebody told you lines up with that bullshit.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I become this object of fucking interest of you. And I'm saying, no, you ain't that important. We can get that right. We can get that right out the way right now. You ain't that fucking
right.
important. In fact, when Bobby was telling me who it was, it took him four times to remind me who the fuck that person was. Oh, that guy? Really? You get what I'm saying? So what it only leaves me to say is because we are learning these things, we're getting into these parts, we don't want to brag, and this is still connected to the chakras because this is about baggage. This is about what offends you and doesn't offend me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So the offenses to my personal self may be one thing. But magically, like I said, if we sat down and we got on some real magic shit and your real understanding, you're a fucking child of me. You're a fucking child of me. You get what I'm saying? So I don't abuse children. So ain't no magic happening to you. I don't abuse children. You initiating some shit, you're a fucking child. That's another way of saying, look, I don't know, I can't, I'm not a peer to you, so I'm going to worship this energy because I don't know how to raise this energy up in myself yet and harness it.
Right.
I can't wield the shit. So you're a fucking child. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't beat up on fucking kids. So you can get that bullshit off your mind. You get what I'm saying? So as we're all growing up here, you get what I'm saying? We need to understand. You don't want to be playing this game with your ex-boyfriends.
Right,
whoever
right.
Whoever treating you right. You want to use this responsible. Now, I definitely say make your surroundings a fortress. Therefore, if anyone is doing something to you, they're only feeling the grief and the anxiety that they're sending to you. They only get that shit back. You know what I'm saying? So know this one to get that out the way. And understand, like I said, we in important Lakshmi time. This Diwali festival. It's a good time to see Bobby Hemmett for the stimulus package. And let me see, you got Bobby's number somewhere, Blue?
Yes, I do. To reach Brother Bobby Hemmett for the stimulus packet, and also one of the things that would be really, really good is for those of you who may not have gotten the picture packet, because he has a picture of Lakshmi in there, actually
right.
A very good picture that he's carried around for years and years and years, and Brother Bobby Hemmett even came on the show and talked about this as well, too. So the picture packet, the stimulus check, and you can go back and even listen to the shows that we did on the stimulus check, and all
right.
other things that Brother Bobby Hemmett has, the chakra packet that we've been talking about, and you can call Brother Bobby Hemmett to reach him at 678-358-1055. Let him know you heard about it on the remix, of course, with Miss Blue, Brother Panic, and that you're interested. If you're not even sure what you want, you could just tell him, and he'll just run the whole list down. Subjects, lectures, thousands of them at this particular point that Brother Bobby Hemmett has. So big love to him as well, too. And I know I put something in the chat room wrong, but let me correct that. That's Brother Bobby Hemmett, 678-358-1055. And that's the telephone number, yes.
Yo, Lisa, Brooklyn 324, what's going on, y'all? And, yes, in the stimulus package, Bobby also said that he has some Lakshmi stuff in there now for this particular time. And somebody wrote, Brother Bobby is good people. That's like an understatement, you know what I'm saying?
And I know
I'm not trying to say something to
this person.
But that's like an understatement because, man, the shit, in my heart study, just the supplies of shit that this nigga would give me, we're out of print books, you know what I'm saying? Shit right now on Amazon for like a G. He send that shit right over, you know what I'm saying? No hesitating, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you can sell that shit on Amazon. He was like, nah. Take it, you know what I'm saying? A lot of shit on set, a lot of eye print shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's just one aspect, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's like, honest. This is the motherfucker who came to do what he came to do and is doing it well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's doing it well, so, you know.
And really, I had one time referred to Brother Bobby Hemmett, and I know you've talked about it a lot, too, as if we want to think about it, if you guys can just try to wrap your mind around it, of being in the time of Nostradamus. He is like the modern-day Nostradamus that brought information online in the beginning. That's how still impactive everything is. If you're new and you're not familiar, because you can listen to some of the things on YouTube, but go back and download some of these shows right here on the remix and listen to it for yourself. Brother Bobby Hemmett, I know, Panic, you talk about it, very instrumental in how you got into your studies and work, and millions of others all over the world. Before people knew what a cult was, particularly in the black community, understanding that.
I didn't know that. The Fahita. I didn't even realize that was Fahita. I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't realize that was Fahita. Yeah, Fahita's been in my house. I didn't realize she wrote that. Yo, let me tell you about Fahita. Right there, her name is TAWHIYDA Tupac XL. She's the fucking truth. Let me tell you. She's been here. It's just wild because, Khadijah knew her. I've seen her in the remix for quite some time. And Khadijah knew her. So when we did the first lecture, I told you about this, Ms. Boo. When we did the first lecture, it was like, you have to do the radio shows out here. I'm like, then that same week, we were in the dollar store. Yeah, that's right. I blew Tahita up. She was in the dollar store. You know what I'm saying? And she was talking to Khadijah. They were talking, so I was just looking for stuff. But you know how the Ankh lady, dread lady, I just kept my... And she was just so nice. She said, oh, hello, brother. I was like, hello, sister. And then Khadijah's like, no, I met her. She's always sweet. She's always like... He's always alive. Well, okay, and I thought that was that. Then the next week, Abner was like, yo, you got to meet Tahita. It was the same goddamn girl from the dollar store. I shouldn't say girl, women. From the, she's like, I didn't know you. She's like, y'all listen to remix all the time. And you know the first thing she said. I remember the one when that girl called you an asshole. I'm glad it was just so ironic. But then, you know, there's always occasion because she's, you know, does her, she sells her products. Has a, she has some good shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she does these Shea Brother products where, I mean, I say that shit is off the hook. It's so off the hook, I smelled a nigga with that shit on and said, ooh, what you got on, dog? It was, like, I went to her. So I went, she hooked me up, you know what I'm saying, some panic packs. I got the shit for me. You get to use that shit once. Khadija went through that whole goddamn bucket of fume shave. I'm like, I'm smelling this shit. You know, is she getting up in the morning, going to do her massages? And I'm like, ooh, that's... what's that good smell? I'm looking half my shit gone. She said, it's for us. I'm like, I don't know, that shit was for me. You know what I'm saying? But I, so I have to come back, get some shit. She sells all that, that Manunga shit and all that. But her personality is like, you ever meet somebody who you just want to fucking be around all the time, always smiling, always happy? You know what I'm saying? Her husband,
right.
Mad Mellow, they came to the house. We did a cooker. They came over. She was like, I want to see that shit because she's always in the remix. I want to see that shit you were talking about in a Calypso, I Release You. So I was like, hey, we watched that. Real good. I didn't realize that was something like that. So she knows Bobby. It ain't like she's just saying that. She knows Bobby. I was just thinking about it this week. Real good people, always there. Her whole family, her daughters, kids, everybody real good. So y'all need to know Tahita Tupac El Bay. You know what I'm saying? And her husband is very humble, but Khadija's like, he's like the leader of the Moorish Third Chapter, 54, Divine Infantry Force, number one. I'm like, what? He's like, but the man, he's mad cool. Mad just came in, hey, brother. I said, yo, you need to drink some of this Palo. I gave him some of my Palo liquor. He said, oh, you caught me with that one, brother. And I was like, real mellow cool. So these are good people, you know what I'm saying? All Remix fan. I always wanted to shout her out.
Beautiful.
I didn't realize that
beautiful.
Was her. All Remix fan. Blue got the illest Remix fan. She's like, she said, I do radio, but and people kept saying, go to Miss Blue. Go. She said, I do radio. She said, once I heard Miss Blue's voice, I was hooked. I said, oh, Miss Blue will do that to you. Miss Blue will do that to you. All right. So now, let's finally get down to Q&A. But this is interesting. This is something I meant to bring up on Friday. If you didn't hear Friday's show, you must download. I'm not going to repeat. It was a thorough understanding of chakras, a breakdown. We had a channel from C. Freeman L. I uncovered the channel about the chakras in the dream world. Go listen to it. I'm not going to repeat it. But this is something I did forget. Khadija, my lovely, lovely wife, or my queen, as everyone says, she does massage therapy. And she deals intensively with the chakras. And, you know, she does it professional. And so everyone's on her table, a lot of Hindu people. She come in, starts busting down on their chakras. They're just so surprised. She knows what she's doing, and she's actually spinning their chakras either way, releasing shit in their chakras, so on and so forth. She says constantly, whenever a white person gets on their table, they have absolutely, positively no motherfucking energy. She said it's like touching paper. And shit. So, which is telling you, even those seven band light frequencies that we are down here. So, you understand, I pointed out that you are in the seven band light spectrum, your seven major chakras. So, to balance out this earth is basically on a spiritual level, you balance out your chakras emotionally. How it plays out is the ideal balanced earth or the balanced planet plays out as how it was when we ruled the planet. Everything was in harmony. Everything was in balance.
Right.
We knew how to set our village up like the heart chakra. We knew how to add root chakra elements. That's why you hear bulls and goats and cows would be in the village with us. That was the root chakra. So what they were doing, even shitting and pissing, while you go, oh, that's disgusting, that's still energizing root chakra shit, these four-legged animals. And so to make it short, everything – as above, so below, as within, but so without. When we ran the planet, because the earth have chakras, our chakras were in balance and in harmony with the earth, so on and so forth. When white folks, and they didn't just come and take over, we finished our work here. We balanced it out. We did it. There was a chicken in every pot. When they came and did, when they came and we left it alone, and because they have no energy, even these seven band chakra energies, their chakra energy isn't even built up. They're starting to build it now. Again, we're going green. You get what I'm saying? They're starting to build to a point where they could be even included in an earthly family. You get what I'm saying? And that begins with chakra work. And she says, when any nigga gets on the table, she says she could barely touch him. They're fucked up now, but she still, but the light, the chakra light from them are radiating so powerful. She said, she could just fan herself with one hand. And these white people on the table, oh, God, that's it. You're doing it. You release me. She says she's not even touching them because they don't even have built-up chakra energy. You get what I'm saying? It's not built
right.
up. So all that classical music and all the color schemes and architecture that the Moors were building, the things they were doing, were trying to build up that light frequency, the shock, just the seven-band light frequency, so they could be in harmony with the earth. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So what? See, I pointed this out in my class. Why black people are in such chaos or chaos period is because spirits only see light. And guess what? You niggas have no light. Most niggas in church have no light, so they cannot see them to even help these niggas.
Mm.
They cannot see you without light. You get what
right.
I'm saying? Especially not directed light. So a clear chakra path is directed light, therefore you can be seen. That's why you'll see Jesus with a halo. That's what a halo means. That means, guess what? I'm turned the fuck on, and you can see me. You'll see Jesus with that halo around his head, not the classic halo that floats above, but it looks like a light afro. That's what the afro was, a halo. A halo. You get what I'm saying? Mimicking that shit. Let me tell you. If you have no light, if you're not being illuminated, if you're bogged down with these emotions, this baggage called your chakras, if you have this issue, therefore your light cannot shine to the other realm, therefore you can't make contact. You make contact through light. You see the movie K-Pax. They ask him, how do you travel? He said, I travel through light.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts and emotions are light. But we have such low-level thoughts that you ain't hitting nothing but bullshit. So if you're thinking, as I pointed out earlier, about low-level shit, about money, that's a
right.
low-level thing. It doesn't exist. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's something we made important down here. It is exactly what it is, paper. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Paper. You get what I'm saying? We call it currency because we use it as electricity.
Right.
But it's some low-level shit. So with low-level thoughts, dealing with spirits on how to pay your rent, you can get an answer, but it's always half-assed. Not thorough, always having to do it. That's why they always have to give Oshun and all these so many glasses of water, so much food, because there are different paths to Oshun. You get what I'm saying? Oshun has maybe like 23 paths, and most of us are accessing these lower paths based upon we have not enough light based upon our low frequency thoughts, how we see ourselves, how we see what it is we are, and how we do our things. It's so light that we're only reaching low paths of Oshun, low paths of Ogun. To hit those higher paths, you have to become them. You get what I'm saying? And that's a process of that's a process of cultivating your mentality and your thought. You get what I'm saying? For a higher purpose than trying to prove something to somebody. You get what I'm saying? Or still even proving it to yourself. That's when I talk about you have to become the knower. You know, I'm not the only one to talk about it. That's a standard metaphysical goddamn understanding. Fucking, I was watching Return of the Jedi, and Yoda was saying that shit. You know what I'm saying? He said, don't try, do. He said, well, I'll try to do it. He said, you either do two things. You either do it or you don't do it. Ain't no such thing as trying. He said, I think I can do it. He said, well, I think.
Right.
He said, well, I think you can do it when you can know you can do it. You get what I'm saying? These are metaphysical realities. Hold on 1 second.
All right, you guys. We are live in the remix with Brother Panic. And know that if you want to reach out to Brother Panic, you can by emailing him at panicpack@hotmail.com.
Yeah, I had to get a sip of something. So now, so these are metaphysical realities. You get what I'm saying? This is not something like I just made up and I think I'm hot. Cause I'm
right.
This is standard. You can find this in all work. So we're not knowers yet. So that's why you'll see me pitching a bitch when you're like, well, Panic, did I do that right? No, how am I teaching you to become the knower and you still asking me? You know what I'm saying? You tell me what happened. How are you the knower and you still trying to prove things by naming yourself these elaborate names? That's only meant for someone to say, ooh-wee. You get what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with what it is that you know, your name could be Jerry, and you can still be the most motherfucking masterful motherfucker on the planet. So if we know it in the name, then we got to know these elaborate names. Well, it came to me in the dream. Yeah, your ego will tell you anything you want to fucking hear. You get what I'm saying? So we need to understand fundamentally that this shit is about light work. And I hate and all these motherfuckers, you're a light worker. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? You have no fucking light. You have to gain light. Now, the deities are descriptions of light. Simple as that. The deity, let me say it again so you niggas think I'm, so you understand I'm not playing. The deities are descriptions of light. To understand a deity is to understand that light, to gain that light, to reflect that light. This is another thing, another way of saying that, they call it self-deification. And all of you niggas in here talking about I'm a god, I'm a goddess, I'm a god, well, you that's great. You have a Cadillac with no gas. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The gas is once you take the energy described to you as deity and deify yourself with it. You could do anything. You could revel at the energy. You get what I'm saying? Or you could use the energy's power. Here's the difference. You can be initiated or you could become the god. What's a simple way of saying this? You either could stand outside and look at the sun all day and go, ah. Or you could get solar panels, put them on your house, and take the fucking sun and make it do something for you. You get what I'm saying? It's a different mentality. You get what I'm saying? You could either say, ah, how did this corn grow? Or you could take your ass out in the field and make it grow. You get what I'm saying? You could... Mm-hmm. So you put in the seeds, tend the soil, water that motherfucker, fertilize it, and sit out there and go, we need corn for the next year, hook me up. In other words, you could be active, or you could just revel these things. We were taught to revel these things because of religion. So anyone who's conscious saying what they're saying, you can have it both ways. You get what I'm saying? You conscious, you saying what you're saying, you a god. You're the master of what you survey and you all the rest of these things. You can't have it both ways. Then you're going to have to step up and do the work that's required. What's up, Keenan? Do the work that's required to. And most people don't even know the work that's required. The work that's required is that you are here to gain light. You are here to gain light. Rob's wife, Rob is my boy now. Before he was just the driver. But now Rob, the dude is so cool. That me and him just hang out on a regular now. Real, real cool brother, him and his wife, you know what I'm saying? But his wife, ever since she was little, could see spirits, see fairies. So much so that she's cooled herself down to whereas she just don't want to tell people what she could see because the regular human reaction is a regular human reaction. So when she came over, Rob would tell me a little bit, when she came over, she was telling me, she said, right around your head, I see a straight halo, a straight ball of electricity. And, like, on my mantle, I have, like, a whole bunch of saint candles. And, you know, they usually have those glow behind them. She said, I can see the same thing on you as one of them. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? And then she stopped. So I was like, yeah, but, you know, because that was normal for me. So I was like, no, she was witnessing light. That's all I do. Y'all fucking around playing around talking about the Illuminati and fucking chemtrails. Y'all missing the point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all missing the point. All this shit is laid out. That's what the mythology was about. That's what the gods was about. That's what the deification was about. You get with these gods and become them. That's what you're doing here. That's just a god. You're a god in theory? Or you a god because you're doing something that fucking gets you in your god powers? See, so now maybe you will understand when I talk about the differences. If you're thinking like a human, how could you call yourself a god? If you're doing human stuff, this is not about hating it or kicking it to the curb or disregarding, but this is about fucking reevaluating your thought process. You get what I'm saying? On what humanity, there's a line in the sand. They tell you, humans, you do not understand the mind of God. What are they talking about? Oh, what they're talking about is that you either have a human mind or you have a God mind. I've made up my mind to be a God. So I have a God mind, which means I have to leave childish things behind, which is humanity. When I was a child, I played with childish things. Now I have put them down. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not worried about if the ducks are going to make it. I'm not worried about oil spills or Obama. I'm here as an observer, so if I bring it up, I bring it up from that point of view. If I came down here, I came here to watch the humans and human behavior to learn from it, therefore never to come back, and therefore to fulfill what the fuck I came in here for. So we need to step up our game. You get what I'm saying? Not with just names. Don't make it. That doesn't mean make your name longer. You get what I'm saying? what it means is what you need to do is make your motherfucking study longer. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have time to be putting up, you know what I'm saying, goddamn status messages fucking 75 times a day. What are you doing that for? Are you really, when do you practically say, do I think I'm teaching people or do I think I'm showing off? You get what I'm saying? What is it? You know what I'm saying? What is it? You know what I'm saying? So we don't even understand what we fucking supposed to be doing, I can see. You get what I'm saying? And this is one of the things I teach in my class of how to detail go into that. How do you become a god? Fuck this saying you a god because you got melanin? Because really, that's your claim to fame. I'm a god because I got melanin and I'm the oldest one here. Alright, but no, then why are you walking around taking shits? You get what I'm saying? So you're having a human experience, and that means you came down here to do work. You came down here to do the fucking work. You get what I'm saying? Well, it was left behind. Why do you think this? Don't take my word. Look, what were the Egyptians doing? Even in the, they would, everything, every goddamn thing, they made a deity. And they tell you when you go, you become all the deities. You get what I'm saying? The pharaohs were nothing but a show. The world was nothing but a show of what it is you're trying to accomplish. The priesthood was the ones that were putting in the goddamn transformation.
Right.
You're saying your transformation, what are you transforming into? A bigger human or a bigger God? No, I know what I'm here to do. So we need to understand the light of earth are the chakras. The light of earth are the chakras. And you need to understand it as the latter that it is. Not is it, oh, you know, you hear motherfuckers damn near praying to their root chakra. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You hear niggas damn near praying to the root chakra. Oh, my chakra and my chakra, that's going to fuck up my chakra. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And like, I just thought some shit Blue used to say. I'm going to tell you later. You funny for that. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
That nigga's voice make my goddamn hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Make my
chakra hurt, nigga. But niggas pray to them. But we need to understand they could hinder you. They're so orientated to this realm and in this emotional realm that it can hinder you. And I explained in detail how you could bring these lower hindrances, even if you come into this knowledge and you do this heart chakra work, pioneer work, if you haven't really let that wounded child go that is created in the lower chakras, if you hadn't let that wounded child go or know that the separation, you get what I'm saying? Because everybody got their shit with them. See, when I do my shit, it's at Walmart, at the movies. I sit down and study. I don't even know who Panic is, you get what I'm saying? So unless you need to be able to make that difference because you need to understand you need these things on planet Earth, but that's where it stops. You cannot make the solar chakra more divine than it really is. It's a fragment of light in a greater light puzzle that you haven't even realized until you start opening your third eye, the all-seeing eye, to see bigger forms of light, which we call spirits. You know what I'm saying? So the idea here is you need to open up your third eye to even experience forms of light. The heart chakra here is just a fragment of light, and in the comparison of what we're doing down here, it's the same representation of love and unity and all that. But it's got to be different just based upon androgyny. There's an androgynous reality, which you could say is a different form of light and understanding a different form of love, but it ain't that same green that you're looking at down here. Right. That's for planet Earth. That's why Earth is green. You get what I'm saying? It fits in the bigger puzzle. It is a fragment of light that goes into a bigger form of light. So let's not worship that. Understand it to be the latter that it is. Balance, find, like I said, you better find some more chakras, understand the emotional control, understand the emotion that's connected to it, and deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I explained in detail about the three lower chakras and how your entire childhood up into puberty goes through these three phases. And in the heart is where the wounded child lives. And all of that shit from your childhood, if you cannot let it go, it rests in the heart. And that's what you bring to your upper chakras, because it's a great journey up into this light. You get what I'm saying? So again, you know what I'm saying? Very important you listen to the first show. Very important you listen to the first show. So you understand where this shit starts and where it goes. The big revelation of in the first show I broke down was how to your chakras now talk to you in your dreams through the emotions. So through your emotional, you need to start writing down and journaling your emotions that come with the dream, because that is your chakras. That is the light in you telling you what they need, what's happening, what image that they show you and how it reacts. So you need to either deal with it. If it's a fearful image, you need to deal with that image. If it's an over-anxious image, you need to slow down from that image in wherever chakra that emotion lies in. This is from C. Freeman L. And this is very important to do now as we're coming into the 2012 phase, because the idea here is baggage. They also say this shit, as I watched it today on goddamn Yoda, said this shit in Return of the Jedi. He said, the only thing in that cave is what you bring in there with you. What they're talking about, the only thing that's real is what you bring with you. Mm-hmm. Is what you bring with you. And somebody asked, do I use crystals? Not only do I use crystals, I explain this in my class. So again, if you don't know, I'm doing classes. I'm doing classes over Skype. And if you are in Atlanta, and like I said, you sound normal, you may get invited to the houses to do the classes live. The next class phase is October 27th and 28th. I do 4 weeks, so it's 2 weeks on, a week off, and the last 2 weeks, 3 hours. What you need to do to find out about the classes, and let me tell you, my first class, all of them said I could give out their emails for references. So if you need references when you email me to ask the people who took the class, by all means, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com, and I'll send you the class packet. You probably, if you can't make it for this, I'll just do them in the next phase, but that's where you want to be. I go through every goddamn thing you need to be a fucking magician, all the basics. I give you all the reference books. You can walk out of there, motherfucker, satisfied, guaranteed. It's already happened, you know what I'm saying? So classes, email me, panicpack@hotmail.com. Very important time to open up your pineal gland. Like I said, this shit is about light and communication. You do it through your pineal gland. So Brother Panic has been offering, still offers, and will continue to offer you the herb pack for a very low price. Email me, panicpack@hotmail.com for the herb packs, for your chance. I have Lakshmi chance, Lakshmi baths. We got Lakshmi going on until December. It's that time, so get your Lakshmi baths, Lakshmi chance. It is on and cracking for anybody who's trying to do some motherfucking magic. Panicpack@hotmail.com. And now that we got that out the way, let's go to questions and answers, and we're going to try to keep it on the chakras now. Blue, are you in the house?
I am in the house. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get all of this stuff in the chat room. Okay, you guys.
All right.
It's time for Q&A. We're going to go ahead and get some questions. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you have a question for Brother Panic. He's going to be taking your calls here live in the form right here in the remix. So let's go to the first caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, how you doing? Peace. This is Mo. I'm calling from Philly.
Okay, greetings to you.
Hey, how you doing? Couple quick questions. I hadn't got through in a while, so I had a couple quick questions. First question is about the class. I work on the weekends, so I'm unable to take the class, but I say that you do it through Skype. Does that mean that it's pre-recorded and you can watch it anytime? And if not, are you able to videotape the classes and you could purchase it at a later date and take it?
That's something I may do for the future, but now it's live. So when I get on Skype, you have to be there. So there was either going to be, if there's enough people who email me and say, well, I can't do it on the weekends, I may have put together something for them. But I think eventually, but see, if I record it, then that means other people would just pass it on. So I'm still thinking about that or whatever. But no, through Skype, you got to be there live. So I offer people Saturday or Sunday, you know what I mean? I really just want to do it on Sunday. I mean, it is fucking taxing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, to the point where, like, I got these gloves, like, about 4 years ago from Wayne Chandler, these Aura gloves. Like, he still sells this shit. You put them on and they up your chest. I'm wearing them motherfuckers now. You follow what I'm saying? My energy has been fucking sapped, you know what I mean, even after these shows. And I think that was a part of Ms. Blue's thank you, because I was telling him last week, I mean, it's really taking a lot of energy, especially when I did the class cycle and it was like a straight month. And I actually gave them an extra week of class, and it was a straight month, and I did one remix show. And when I tell you that shit just zapped all my fucking energy. I can't do that class like I do a lecture. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still thinking about on that. Like I said, I would say email me, check on from time to time for the update on that. But if you're interested in taking that class, you know, it's some arrangements, you know what I mean? Because to my surprise, like I said, it's C. Freeman L. who's coming through hard. So to my surprise, this shit is, like, more than I even expected. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the reviews I'm hearing, and people are like, look, I really just don't want to be like this. But, damn, like, you know, a lot of fear. And this shit is more practical for them. You know what I'm saying? And they have a way to do everything. And anything that's relevant that we talk about, like somebody will ask, well, do you use crystals? I deal with all of that. I deal with where, not only use crystals, why you use them, what it is. See, most people use it, they don't know what the fuck you're doing with a crystal, why crystals exist. You get what I'm saying? It's just nothing but crystallized energy in all different forms. So that same energy within you, Ben, I just got finished saying that all this thing is about finding light and energizing yourself. So if you're energizing yourself, each deity you can find in a crystal. So the crystal is just nothing more than a battery to that energy.
Okay.
And
I got another quick question for you.
Uh-huh.
All right. When you did the Gnostic show, I know you did it about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there at that point, but now I've done reading and I understand. But I just got a quick question.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
In Kabbalah, I know the first sifra is Kether, and after
mm-hmm.
Kether is Chokhmah, then Bina. Chokhmah
mm-hmm.
is Sophia, which is wisdom, and she had a seed, which was Yelzebar, which moved to Bina. Now,
mm-hmm.
Bina created the material world that we live in now.
Bina is a titan. Bina is Satan,
okay.
Saturn. You said Chokhmah, right? You did say Chokhmah.
Yeah. Chokhmah created, that was Sophia.
Which is the fourth sister? Chokhmah, the Chassad is the fourth one. Right?
Chokhmah and Bina, the top three.
Right. Chassad is Yaldabaoth, or the Demiurge.
Okay.
Chassad. Because that's below the abyss. You get what I'm saying? So that first three triad represents androgyny, then androgyny stepping outside of itself to look at itself, And then Bina represents them. It's feminine. It's looking at both of them, observe itself, then it comes back into the one. And then the escape is the Doth below that. Now, I've said this before, and this is explained in another way. In Greek mythology, Saturn used to swallow his kids. And but his wife gave him a rock. And he thought it was Zeus. She hid Zeus. Zeus is Chassad. And Chassad is Jupiter in the Kabbalah. Jupiter and Zeus are the same deities. Then he made his father a titan, Bina, in this case, even though the feminine and masculine are interchangeable when you talk about these things. Kepha brings them both to the same thing because it is the same thing. This is a higher archetypal world. So he makes Kronos throw the rest of his children up, which became these gods, which was the world of formation. And that Sifra, Chassad, is called Demiurgal or Demiurge. And then the afterthought of that formation became Malkuth. So Bina, Chokhmah, and Kepha represent the primal archetypal world, represents androgyny, the masculine, polarity, and full balance. And that represents the first emanation, or the first form of creation before Ein, Sof, and Ein Sofar, which represent three levels of chaos, or three trimesters of birth before the first emanation.
Okay. So are we considered, we're considered the titans then, so we're higher
absolutely.
Than.
Absolutely.
Okay. So
we are
lower,
before the gods. We are actually, technically we would be chaos beings because out of us comes all creation, and that's the same as it is now. Chaos just represents the realm before creation, meaning out of chaos comes creation. And so all creation or the first emanation of formation comes out of us. You get what I'm saying? The true archetype. Now, Bina and Chokhmah represents dark energy and dark matter in the cosmic world. So that dark energy and dark matter, which brings forth only 4% of the light you see. Everything you see in the universe is 4%. That 4% is represented as the tree of life, the formation. But behind that formation, the energetic that holds everything up is dark matter. The energy that keeps it moving is dark energy. That's being in Chokhmah. The birth of that represents what you see in this physical world.
Okay. And so the last seven sifras would be considered the seven chakras, the lower seven chakras then?
No, the six, there's actually six sifras that up to Yashar, which represents formation. That represents the number six, which is the number of man. That represents your creation. And Malkuth, which is the seventh, represents the afterthought of your creation. So the last six formation represents the astral world. Malkuth represents the physical world. So it's a different interpretation. It's not all chakras all the time, even though there's books that line that shit up with your chakras. But what they're talking about is in Kabbalah, is the map or the diagram of your soul, four levels of your soul. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And really, after the archetypal world, the world of formation, there's four levels. One is what's the first one? More like the I can't remember the name. If I open the book, I have it written down somewhere.
It's the archetypal world, the world of creation, the world of formation,
right. and then the physical world. The archetypal
mm-hmm.
world represents you could say your true essence. You get what I'm saying? Without any interpretation. So, like, if you would say, if you would need rest, it would show up in the archetypal world as and then the next world, the world of creation, would be the blueprint world, how it is mapped out. That is where it is mapped out in terms of thought. We need to do this, we need to do that. Then the formative world represents the materials that you need to make a chair. Because remember, the original thing you wanted was rest. And then when you sit down in Malkuth, it represents you just sitting down going, ugh. So it starts off as you needing rest or wanting rest, you having the blueprint for rest, than you having the formation or the materials for rest, and then you resting. So it's a different description. It's just another description of how you got here and how to get out. You know what I'm saying? It's good to try to correspond things, and there are people who have corresponded. But some certain shit, you it stands alone in terms of what it means. If you really study more and more what it means, different versions of what it means, it stands alone, and it Kabbalah is one that is the core of all Western magic. So it's been written on so thoroughly, it's one that can stand alone without you having to put chakras to it. But niggas have, though, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the planetary influences and so on and so forth. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's one that stands alone as an interpretation. All of it is trying to tell you how you got here and explaining your true fall, your levels of falls, and how you can rise through that world. Now, from this perspective, Malkuth represents the animal. The archetype world down here, looking upward, represents the animal self or the animal world. And most people are in that. Act and reaction, fight or flight. The next level represents, the intelligent world, which would be the world of formation if you were going up. So it's either that's why you have this world, a bunch of dummies, and then a bunch of people who go to college. You know what I'm saying? So that's the next level, which is still a dumb level. Then the third level represents the magician. You know what I'm saying? He could do he knows how to do more things with his mind. Let's just say that. The fourth level represents the all-knowing, where you are in tune with everything that's happening at once. Most mothers retain that because they could wake up in the middle of the night and know something happened to their child without even telling. Something's happening to them, you know what I'm saying? Or something's going on and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like for instance, Khadija was telling me once, like, something's going on with this nigga Keenan. I'm like, nah, he's chilling. He said, no. He said, ask him, what's that noise? He said, ask him what's going on. Sure enough, this nigga got caught smoking some weed by the police and had probation. And, like, she automatically knew that. So she tapped into that fourth layer. What's making that noise? That's your phone, Will?
No, I don't hear it. What is it? What do you hear?
It sounds like you're echoing, man.
Yeah, it just sounds weird. Sounds like an echo, like a reverb. All right, it went away, no. So maybe it's gonna trickle down. But anyway, so that fourth world is all known. So like I said, Kabbalah alone, you really don't have to do too many comparisons because they give you so much. And like I said, I know a lot about Kabbalah. I never even really studied that shit. I just picked up by reading other shit because everyone I know, even non-spiritual people, a spirit has come to them and said, don't get caught in that Kabbalah shit. That shit is the fucking matrix. You get what I'm saying? You got to understand at the core, when they talk about the tree of life and then they talk about the tree of knowledge. Because remember, they talk about the hidden sifra, which is Daf, which means knowledge. They're talking about the tree of knowledge, and I did a whole show on the Kalipoff.
Yes,
you got to
yes.
hear that one. And the tree of knowledge is the one that God or Yaldabaoth doesn't want you to eat from, but you can eat from the tree of life. So he's saying, yeah, you can eat all day from the Kabbalah, the tree of life, because it don't get you out of nothing. You get what I'm saying? You become a master of this matrix, maybe, and not really, but because there's so much magic on the planet, it's not like you're doing one thing, but it's such a logical interpretation, that's why most white people get on it. Ours is so much more creative that they can't get with it. You get what I'm saying? So, but they say each sifra is another Malkuth. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, those sifras also represents dimensions and subdimensions. So you could be in that shit forever. And that's what a deity who created you down here, according to that mythology, will want you to do. You become the master as long as you don't realize, wait a minute, I'm not only am I equal to you, I'm greater than you. You get what I'm saying? Me as a human is worse than you, but that divine spark is older than you. Therefore, that's why you are a jealous God. So all of that to say that when that happens when you take a bite of the tree of knowledge, that poison apple, which just means a sifra, which is through the feminine brain, which means or through Kundalini realization, snake in the tree, or Eve gives them the apple. You get what I'm saying? So you don't want to get fucking stuck in Kabbalah. You want to give it. You want to give that shit a once over. You really do.
Okay.
All right.
So, all right. One last thing. When in Kabbalion, all this is an illusion in the mind of the all. That's what they're referring to. We're the all, and all of it is just an illusion.
Absolutely. I teach Kabbalion in my class as well. They said the mind is all, the all is mind, and the mind is all. First thing, more than that, we already know it's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're trying to teach you, the gist of that, the Kabbalion comes from the seven laws of Tehuti. And what they're trying to teach you, or the Kamites understood, was this wasn't a rule that you followed as a punishment or to ground you, that if you understood it, then you can overcome these rules. And so what they're telling you when they say the mind is all, that you are absolutely, positively in control. Why? Because it's all from your own mind. Therefore, mm-hmm. if you're not doing mind calisthenics, then you have failed.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at it from that your feet are doing it for you, your legs are doing it for you, your luck
right.
is doing it for you, your books are doing it for you, your wife is doing it for you, you calling yourself I Rock Bay is doing it for you, then you miss the subtle point. It's your mind that is creating this
mm-hmm.
matrix. And the law of attraction is actually a sub-law, or not really a law, it's just as valuable as Murphy's Law, you get what I'm saying? Or what goes up must come, the laws of gravity, but it's under one of the Kabbalion laws of cause and effect, meaning what you put in, what you get out. Or in the Bible, you reap what you sow. So meaning what you put in, you get out. So meaning you're still doing mind calisthenics. Why? Because the first law is the mind is all and all is the mind. So they're trying to tell you as a sub-law of that, that if you, which we come to, if you think positive, you think good thoughts, these things will happen. What they're trying to tell you, if you bury that seed, that plant would grow. In other words, you reap what you sow. There's also the story of the man with talents, where Jesus comes to a man with 20 talents, say, bury them, I'll see you next year. Man with 10 talents, bury them, I'll see you next year. And a man with one talent, said, bury them, and I'll see you next year. When Jesus came, he said, oh, you bury 20, you got 40, you go on to the next level. You bury 10, you got 20, you go on to the next level. He has to do with one. Well, what did you do? He said, I just threw it away. It was only one. Now you suffer an eternal damnation. Because what they're saying, and really I hear white people quoting that, because that's a subtle way of them saying, we only have one talent. We don't have what they have. But we still need to study these Egyptian shit. So I would look at them and say, why are they going so hard? John Anthony West, Juan Milo Duquette, these motherfuckers is going hard. And I'm like, I know these niggas can see it ain't nothing but niggas up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be discouraged. You know what I'm saying? I go to Egypt and ain't nothing but white people. I go, I guess I ain't in this. You know what I'm saying? I need to find something else. But I'm like, why aren't they discouraged that John Anthony West in Magical Egypt told that story about the talents? I said, oh, they understand. They know it's niggas. Well, John Anthony West is one who knows it's niggas anyway. His father-in-law was Swallow DeLewis, who said all this shit was black. He's the one who broke the code on the Temple of Luxor, calling it the Temple of Man. And he was telling the story. He's saying to his white friends, even though we know we ain't got this melanin and chakras and pineals and kundalini popping like them, we still need to bury out one talent. You get what I'm saying? So, and that still leads into the mind is all and the all is mind, meaning you cultivate this shit with your mind. So when you hear me talking and beefing, I'm only reacting to what y'all niggas are displaying in your mind. If you have
right.
to, when I know you don't have to be nothing but a dedicated motherfucker to talk to my yacht, I know automatically your name doesn't have to have 35 syllables for you to be closer than somebody named fucking William. So
right.
Going through that and knowing that I've talked to all these guys up close, personal, not only proving
mm-hmm.
to myself, have made it happen for others, many others. I know you don't have to be initiated into none of this shit. I know
right.
it. I know it. I know it from experience, not from fucking theory. You following me? From experience. I know it because I've shown that experience not to just a few others, to many others daily. You get what I'm saying? And so I know it. So when people are saying this, you only, forget what you're doing. You're only showing me how far your mind has went. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention, even on a practical level, you're only repeating some shit from before anyway. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're only repeating some shit
yeah.
you did anyway. So even on that regular practical level, you show you haven't evolved. You're showing devolution. You get what I'm saying? So you're not even showing you evolved. So even if you say you in this evolution, you get what I'm saying? And someone who has did something, you would know all of these formalities are out the window. Because I met some quite informal niggas on that other side constantly. And like I said, I judge it by progress. I judge it by does it benefit and
right.
merit. Not just me, everyone around me. Are they prosperous? You get what I'm saying? Because
right.
usually you hear argument, well, anybody could do that and any spirit will say that. No, that's because if you have a low mindset,
mm-hmm.
then anything will. If you're this shit is about light, and low light beings cannot affect higher light beings no more than a
right.
double A battery can run your fucking minivan. You feel what I'm saying? So these niggas are low level thinkers, therefore they're talking to low level shit because
mm-hmm.
that's what because they ain't shit. So you need to understand what it is. It's not about making yourself a better human to become the shit. It's about becoming the shit in your study, in your ever.
Mm-hmm.
ever growing greed for light. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Light is the truth. So it ain't, and to receive that light, you have to be in truth. And that's what all that heart chakra shit is about. That's what all that mayat is about. And it's not true on earth that I shouldn't steal your goat. Believe you me, you leave a goat around me, nigga, I'm taking your goat. You can believe that. it's about being truthful to yourself. You get what I'm saying? Being truthful to yourself. Who are you? Where does it hurt? You know what I'm saying? Do I need a mask called Nam Ra Efa Am Ram Bay Umala Magneto? You know what I'm saying? Do I need that mask? Because then you only show me that it is a mask. You know what I'm saying? You only show me that it is a mask. So we got to take the mask off, get down to some truth within ourselves. All that mayat you like to call yourself, you need to be truthful with your fucking self. You need to balance your fucking self out. You know what I'm saying? With some fucking reality. You know what I'm saying? You know you ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? At least fall in love with yourself for not being shit. You know what I'm saying? I said to myself a long time ago, nah, I ain't good in that area. But guess what? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm not here to improve
right.
that. Who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? Can I live with myself? Can I deal with myself? Do I see myself like that? The mind is all. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to factor in how other motherfuckers feel, good or bad. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
I don't listen
right.
to them fucking old panic, you're the greatest neither. That shit go by the wayside too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
You know, call me an asshole, I'm going to dismiss it. Call me the best thing in the head to play, I'm going to dismiss it. Because I think you the best thing too. If you fucking become that light, just the mere fact that you can become something makes you the best thing. That's what I'm about. So that's I haven't seen nothing in my occult study that says you're supposed to be doing something other than that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody needs to show me something that says you're supposed to be doing something other than that. You know what I'm saying? We listen, there's this thing. There was Taboo. There was a TV show called Taboo. And on Taboo,
mm-hmm.
there was an episode. I think it was a voodoo episode or one. You'll find it. And most people have seen this little segment. Somebody keeps fucking texting me. And fucking symbols. Change your font. Come on, you got to do better. Now, there was this story where this whole family was these priests in this African village. The girl didn't want to be a priest. She wanted to go to school. And she said that each time she was in school, the fucking deities in that village was fucking confusing her. To the point where she had to be initiated. So the whole this shit is bad. Now when you look at it, see if you just used to seeing niggas go get half a chicken and fried rice, you would look at this shit and go, oh wow, niggas is on some shit because you're comparing it to your lifestyle. But if you evaluate that shit by itself, which I'm about to do, you say that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So they get into the dance mode like clockwork. The motherfucking old village, they doing that dance. As soon as they touched this bitch, boom, she went out for 3 days on cue. They wrapped her up in the shroud. That's where you get all that Jesus shit from. They wrapped her up in a cave in a shroud for 3 fucking days. They said, it's time to, they said, they telling you, She died. She died to this world. The spirit's going to come back, live through it. It's all that hot shit. And you're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And you would just be sitting there going, oh, that's so magical and African. They start doing these fucking dance. 3 days, they said, we're going to wake this hoe up. They doing their shit. Boom. This bitch wake fuck up. I'm like, oh, that's fucking African amazing. You know what I'm saying? Then they said, they're going to know if the spirit's in there because she do this dance. They dress that hoe. She thought she looked out of it. Dress her, feed her. They throw in that fucking drum. That bitch looked like she was at fucking Studio 54. Banging this shit, boom, ba-doom, doom. That shit, the beat was hot and everything. She was leaning, breaking down shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Did the Harlem shake, came back up, moonwalk. You know what I'm saying? They was like, oh. And now she got this whole life where she's got the channel. Now, you would say, oh, wow, that's off the hook. But then if you just evaluate that by itself, this bitch didn't want to do that. And these spirits said, because these niggas in the village, these spirits, they put so much energy in that, the spirits is able to take her ass over. Because the mind is all, this is how they think. This is how they was raised, to appease them. The mind took over, they did all this shit, and now this bitch's life is dedicated to this spirit with no choice of her own. You get what I'm saying? No alchemy of her own. Now, on one metaphysical level, you said, well, she was born to do it or born to be there. But at the same time, she was saying no. Maybe they're trapped into a system of giving up that energy. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas didn't just come. I need y'all to understand this. Niggas didn't just come with religion and we go, we never heard of this before. We had to be corrupt to a point to where that shit was happening. Same show, another story. This nigga in the village, there's this war deity. He's a fisherman. And they would do these fucking dances, these fucking bimbes to this deity, and fucking this nigga hit himself in the head with a bottle. Bow, bow. He breaks skin. The blood is for the deity. You had the priest sucking out his head, spitting out the spirit is in his head, sucking it out. And at the end of all of that, this nigga was in trance. Next day, I didn't know what happened. I got a fucking band-aid on his head. He goes, but I know I'm going to get more fish now. I'm like, we showing that for fish now? You know what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? Nigga, you need to go to Captain D's or something. So now, well, fuck it. So you look at it, if you just used to seeing regular slack-ass niggas here just, you know, going in, you know, in church catching the Holy Ghost, when you see that, it looks big. It looks divine. It looks otherworldly. But if you evaluate by themselves, look at what these motherfuckers have come to just to get some fish. You get what I'm saying? Now, we need to understand, too, there was a certain amount of people on the planet who never were meant to go past that, past what we are calling conscious, past what we're calling the priesthood level or the level of self-deification. They are here for that. You get what I'm saying? They're here to do that. They are those God's people. They are those God's children. These gods have these children to worship them. To worship them. This should not be anybody listening to this and call themselves conscious. This should not be our plight. This should not be our story. Right. We're the conscious. We're the ones who this programming didn't take to. So in other words, we're the grown-ups here. We're the ones who dispense these goddamn things or supposed to be. If we're the ones saying things like, well, the mind is all and the all is mind. How the fuck, if we know this concept and know how to master this concept, we dictate days. We dictate phases. We dictate what's what here. You get what I'm saying? We dictate that. If you conscious, you know what I'm saying? If you conscious, that's what the fuck that means. If you're studying the wisdom of the Kabbalion, then that means they're telling you how to master this fucking realm. And if you know how to master this fucking realm, shit. What do you think you do? I mean, where do you think all these days came from? The 16th Durga Diwali Fest.
Yeah.
There's a nigga named Brother Such and Such who said this is the date on that time. That's it.
Right.
And energy of the people constantly do it, energize that date. That's it. Because the mind is all in the all of mind. So what we're talking about here is, no, we're taking control of this. We're not, you know what I'm saying, you know, otherwise you're hitting yourself in the head for fish.
Right.
Hit yourself in that. Let me tell you, I know a bunch of real niggas or fake real niggas telling everybody to do magic. You know what I'm saying? Then when MySpace came along, you had a whole group of people, a new group of black folks interested but didn't know much. And know what the hot thing became? The hot thing became, you need to be initiated and you need to pay me money.
Yeah.
That became the hot shit. And the same niggas telling niggas just do it or die, became, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. You might fuck yourself up. And it became, well, what can I do? You need a real nigga like me, to initiate you. Now, I'm sure these initiations at one point were about you had to do something to be worthy to be initiated. Now all you have to come up with is 9999, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
9999, and all of a sudden you are worthy. You need to think a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Think a little bit better, you know what I'm saying? Be a little bit more. See, it's easy to take advantage of us like this because we still have a religious motif that somebody is going to do something for you, or you need to, just like you needed to be a good Christian, now you need to be a good whatever the fuck you're going to call yourself now.
Right.
I need to do these rules and play these rules. Now, we gods. We don't fucking play rules. Get what I'm saying? We don't pay. You know what I'm saying? We don't pay fucking rules. You get what I'm saying? We create the rules. We created this place. So if we create this place, then what is dictating we could only do things at a certain time? Is it greater than you? That's only an agreement you're making. You get what I'm saying? Your mind is all. You get what I'm saying? So yet again, I'm saying we need. It's a very important. All of these. That's the. What I'm talking about is the upper edge of your thinking. But your thinking is dictated by your emotional pains, which happened as a child, especially for niggas, because we got a lot of them. We could start with you ain't got no daddy. You know what I'm saying? We could start there. You know what I'm saying? Your daddy wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? If your daddy was there, we could start with this. Oops, your daddy was there. You know what I'm saying? It's the same shit. If he wasn't there, if he was there, you got an issue. You get what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, and I explained in the first show how what happens that affects your root chakra for life, what happens that affects your sacral chakra for life, and then the puberty that happens that affects your solar chakra for life, which most motherfuckers bring into their adulthood for sure. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, because we tend to drown out the kid shit. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get no watch. But the puberty shit, that's the shit that fucks with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't the best dresser. You didn't get the best girls. 9 times 10, you're a grown-up without the best girls. You know what I'm saying? Or you go the other way, that don't think about it, you get too many girls. You know what I'm saying? For the girls you didn't get, so now you're a womanizer. So it goes both ways. Or now you overdress. You know what I'm saying? You the only nigga at the baseball with a fucking Steve Harvey suit on. At fucking Little League practice, you know what I'm saying? Steve Harvey was a bum when he was a kid, I guarantee it. You know what I'm saying? That's why he wears fucking suits. You know what I'm saying? Guarantee that was a broke nigga. I will put my money on that. I can't say for sure. I will put my money because he's overcompensating now. You get what I'm saying? So things where we overcompensate is when we miss in these little chakras. Or we still can undercompensate because we may never feel we were worthy of it. Either way, you know what I'm saying? Either way. So it's those things you have to let go. You have to be yourself. This is where you get into the heart chakra and you become this naked kid. You get what I'm saying? Where you're not being naked to the world. You're doing it to yourself. You ever tell a lie so fucking long that you believe it even when nobody's around? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was on tour with Curtis Blow. You told that lie so fucking much that you be sitting around to yourself, yeah, it's like the time I was on tour with Curtis Blow. And that's like you never was on tour with Curtis Blow. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, you fronting for yourself. You say shit so much, so long about yourself to portray that image, you get what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you actually believe it. You believe your own lie. You get what I'm saying? Well, and I even say that's fine, but I just say make better lies. You get what I'm saying? I'm the Lord of all I survey. I'm the God Okimuku. Make that lie up. That's better than Tora Curtis Blow. You get what I'm saying? Make an agenda for yourself. You get what I'm saying? But your human thought, that's what you got to strip yourself of. And that happens in the heart chakra. You know what I'm saying? The illest name I've ever seen on Facebook is Yemenya El Bay. You know what I'm saying? nobody beat that one yet. You know what I'm saying? Yemenya is. And then I used to talk about her, but then she emailed me once. I was like, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? She's on my friends list. Yemenya El Bay. That's the shit right there. Y'all niggas, that's some shit. So now, This is another question, though. This is another question, I guess.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 646? Six, four, six.
You type it in Morse code.
Yeah, I think it's a minute for them to catch up. We'll come back to 646. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 916. You're live in the room, Nick.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Brandon calling from Sacramento, California.
Oh, yeah. What up, Brandon?
How y'all doing?
All right.
Nah, I had a question about what you was talking about with the Durga and the Kali. You was talking about
giving them
weapons.
Okay.
You talking about like mentally picturing that.
Yeah.
Or...
Like yes. I don't think you really got to kind of be advanced, like, because everyone has at least thought about something spiritual as a weapon. So for instance, let's say you have an affinity for like dragons. So anybody doing something spiritual, you know, the idea would be. You either have dragons in your house or dragons, you would visualize dragons in the front yard. Like, well, I'll just tell you mine. Like, for instance, I have a La Santissima Muerte altar with a whole bunch of shit up there. But, like, I have this skeleton. She's sitting there with a sickle. So that sickle would be a weapon. That's La Santissima Muerte. Now, I've got a vulture, you know what I'm saying, up. You know what I'm saying? That's the goddess Mut. Which is reincarnation. It really means reincarnation. But most people would be scared of that because they see this death. Gargoyles are protection. That's why I was talking about the gargoyles. If you get gargoyles, try to get some gargoyles. Let's put them somewhere. They make that mad face. Like, Bobby dropped some shit on me. See, this motherfucker, he be just knowing practical shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I got an Easter Island head and a nice Olmec head. Now, in this Olmec book, it's upstairs. I can't remember the name. In the Olmec book, he talks about there's this frown that these Olmec faces have, and no one's been able to break these shits down. And the Easter Island heads have these same frowns. All of the pictures, they're frowning. So, like, you know, I said, I didn't put much thought to it. I'm telling this about just on a practical level. He said, nah, that frown is protection. He said, when you ever seen a smiling gargoyle? I'm like, God damn, that just be some profound shit. You said, no, that's a form of protection. So you put that up. They're protect. I'm like, damn, it's just, it's just a competent motherfucker that you like talking to, for real. You know what I'm saying? So those type of things are forms of protection. So certain things, like I have a Thor's hammer. You get what I'm saying? Thor is still a god. You know what I'm saying? So I got me a Thor's hammer. Now Bobby got a good Thor's hammer. This nigga's crazy. This nigga said, he got a Thor hammer. Well, you press the button and it says shit. He's on the phone pressing this shit one day. I am Thor! You hear this lightning and shit. Then he said, no, I'm going to try to get it to say some shit. Then it said, I bring thunder and lightning, Thor! Right? He said, you'll panic. He said, I pressed that shit and the whole West End went out. He said, I took out the whole West End last week. We didn't have no electricity. He said, for like 6 hours. He said, I did that shit with my hammer. I was like, you're a funny nigga. So he's like, you got to get this shit. So, like, these things are forms of protection. You get what I'm saying? So ain't nothing. You know, they could put a white face on, but they ain't nothing but Shango. You know what I'm saying? Baron Sundi. Mm-hmm. I have and I'm just looking at one altar, his top hat. You know what I'm saying? On top of, then a candy machine for these gods. You just say, a black cat is protection. I got a rubber black cat. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are certain things. Spiritual things that are protection, and some you may have an affinity for. You get what I'm saying? Okay, as being pan, protection would be panpipes. I have a pair of panpipes hanging by my door to protect me. I could give Durga my panpipes. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why them shits is always there. You get what I'm saying? Certainly, you know, but I have so many deities doing their own thing, but you could visualize this. This is a visualization. You're just basically giving her your weapons because her role in the mythology is she fights for you. So if you want this shit fighting, you need to see it in the astral world or the spirit world. So you want these things fighting. These symbols are fighting for me in the spiritual world. Therefore, like I said, going to do something to somebody is irrelevant. I got so much shit fighting in the spiritual world. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, a lot of shit that I wouldn't even name. That there's so much ass whipping I got going on for even ill thoughts. Like, I pity the fool. And I'm very clear on that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I pity the fool. You get what I'm saying? So it's that type of thing. That's what you're doing. You're mentally giving the energy your weapons, because this is the energy that fights for you.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, you can hear all the Durga stories you want, but realize that she fights for you. So if she's fighting for you, all it is telling you on a more practical level, there is a methodology for protecting yourself called Durga. All you have to do is the Durga thing. Read her story. You are now one with that energy. So now you now wield or harness that energy. So now I can harness the energy of Durga just by understanding the energy, reading her mythology and her story. Now I harness and roll with the energy where this hole is fighting for me. Or quite practically, this energy is fighting for me now. I have now taken that energy and now I use it for my benefit. Therefore, if I'm using these high energies, I am still deifying myself. I'm doing God powers. So people will say, panic hit my ass. Yeah, it is a panic ass whipping because I use the energy that we have called Durga. If I want to study, I use the energy that they call, let's just say, Obatala. You get what I'm saying? I want to open up the way, I use the energy that they call Ganesha, Ishu, or whomever. You get what I'm saying? For whatever. I need to bring something to life, I use the energy of Mut. Something that's dead, I need to resurrect it. Bring the energy of Mut. You just read them, understand it, and then by dealing with it, you become it. It's a very simple process. And then the more you become it, the more you deal with it, the more light you gain. And the more light, see, that energy resonates on a cosmic level, on an astral level, and on an inner level. Once you turn that switch on by understanding it, once you turn that switch on by understanding it, therefore your light shines, and therefore you're in communication with it cosmically and astrally. It's simple. You don't have to get initiated for that bullshit. All you have to do is fucking study. Lazy ass motherfuckers. This want to pay somebody and think you saved. You get what I'm saying? Want to think you saved because you pay somebody. How fucking lame and lazy are you? You get what I'm saying? And how smart is the nigga getting your fucking check? You get what I'm saying? See, what they don't want to tell you is you don't need none of this shit. All you needed to do, right. All you need to do is understand your own fucking mind, understand your own nature, and just fucking study. At this point, you can do this shit on Wikipedia and be some fucking body. You get what I'm saying? So that's what you're doing, like, you know, brooms, symbolically brooms, like cleaning negative energy out your house. So I talked about those cinnamon brooms. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give Durga one of those brooms. You get what I'm saying? Bobby talked about hanging a reef on your door. The reef is a gateway. You get what I'm saying? You put the reef on your door, you can open a gateway to your house. And, of course, you do this with your mindset of what you want it is to come in. You get what I'm saying? Or leave the fuck out. So, I mean, all of these things around your house become symbols. Gnomes on your lawn was supposed to keep off evil spirits. Pan on your lawn. So that's why you'll see white people have these lawn jockeys and lawn, because that's supposed to keep evil spirits in your house. So the evil gnome is supposed to scare off evil. I bought me a motherfucking evil gnome yesterday. You know what I'm saying? And a Flavor Flav Viking hat. and a fucking Harry Potter broom. You know what I'm saying? DJ brought her a Harry Potter broom. She said she's going to fuck some shit up with this. I said, I believe you, and I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? I believe it, and I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? So the symbols, see, y'all going to have to say, I'm not getting into this because all this is in my class. And y'all ain't getting this shit for free with other motherfuckers that can play. You know what I'm saying? Right, and My Soul Music told me the book of that book, and it is the book I was talking about, Mystery of the Olmecs by David Childress. When Wayne came to the house, I showed him that book, because the dude mentioned Wayne Chandler in that book. Wayne was like, I never heard of him.
Right.
And then Wayne said, that nigga stole all my goddamn pictures. He better have mentioned my goddamn name. You know what I'm saying? That's mine. Yeah, he was going in. So, yeah, David Hatcher. He wrote Hatcher. Oh, okay. That's Khadija writing me this game. I can't remember her name for shit in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? It's like
you, Philly.
She always catches me with this. Like, her name is My Soul Music 808. And then every once in a while, like, somebody will pop up, "You doing good, baby?" Or, "That's hot, baby." I'm like, "What the fuck is calling me baby like that?" And I'll be clicking off of it because I'm like, "Cause he just see that shit, I'm gonna have a bad night." You know what I'm saying? Then I'm like, "Yeah, that's so somebody's writing like, who's like, somebody's like, good job, baby. Who the fuck is doing it?" It's like, "That was me, motherfucker." I'm like, oh yeah, that's you. So like, because the book is upstairs where she's at. So I'm like, and I'm saying to myself, "How did this motherfucker know what book I'm talking about?" You know what I'm saying? Because I was talking about The Mystery of the OMAX. So somebody popped up, "Yeah, it's The Mystery of the OMAX by David Hatcher Childress." And I'm sitting there like, I'm like, "Whoever this soul music motherfucker is." And I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "I'm like, whoever that is," she said, "that's me, baby." I'm like, "Oh, okay, now you ain't going to get me on that one." And I'll be like, "Who's this baby person?" You know what I'm saying? She'll be like, "Yeah," like, she's like, you know, she's like, "Sean's in the room, talk about his dream." I'm like, "Who the fuck is telling me to talk about Sean's goddamn, you know, his soul things, his gateways?" I'm like, "That's me, baby." I'm like, "Fuck is calling me baby?" You know what I'm saying? This is funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm walking around writing some wrong shit. Like, look, motherfucker. But, so, yeah, these symbols, and like I said, I'm not going to give away because I go into detail in my class, and you're not going to get for free, which you should be paying for, and it gets real detailed. But the symbols are the key. You get what I'm saying? So, symbolically, you may have even had, I'll do you one better. Here's an easy way, caller. You may have had your favorite blankie or your favorite pillow. You need to give Durga that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the sign. Because, look, I ain't going to lie to y'all. We all family. I got my favorite pillow, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I have a blankie.
Khadija got a blankie. Torn got a green, funky-ass blanket. No matter where you go. Like, you can see this nigga, like, when we about to watch a movie, we got plenty of space. He just curl his ass up with that funky green blanket and just make sure every portion of him is wrapped the fuck up in that green fucking blanket. Khadija got the rainbow chakra blanket. When I tell you that blanket is fucking off the fucking hook, I was like, "Yo, let me get that shit." You know what I'm saying? I was like, "If you die today, you know what I'm saying, the only thing I want is that blanket." You know what I'm saying? The rest of these niggas can go to court. Off the hook. I got my motherfucking pillow. That shit is, I used to hide this shit. I said, "Oh, nah, if I move in with Khadija, I don't know how I'm going to pull this one off." I'm like, "Nobody looking at my goddamn pillow." You know what I'm saying? Then she's like, "Motherfucker, I've been unseen that fucking pillow, motherfucker." She's like, "What's that, your spirit pillow?" I said, "Now I know I'm in love because she embraced me for my pillow." You know what I'm saying? So Durga got my pillow. You know what I'm saying? I came up with so much mentality. You know what I'm saying? I was a meme. Like, that was my shit. You know what I'm saying? When I was little, sucking my thumb with that blanket. You know what I'm saying? I had this yellow blanket. This shit was straight liners. You know what I'm saying? Dirty. Then my mom's pops, they went to Long Island to their friends. They decided to hide my blanket. So when I get home, I can't be. I swear to you, I looked for like 14 hours for my blanket. It's fucked up. Mom can't fight. I don't know where it is. Now I know in hindsight, we was all in Long Island. That's how I took my sister's blanket, which was pink. They was like, paid the purpose. Know what I'm saying? So now I'm going, now y'all mad I had a yellow blanket? Fuck y'all, I got a pink blanket now. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling with this pink blanket. That shit was it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This nigga get this. You know what I'm saying? That shit was power. I have mythology with that shit. Oh, that's Harpercrocs. All that shit. That fucking blanket. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying?
I love my blanket.
Yeah, that's all. Now, I'm going to tell you, the blankets, they got them little nylon at the end. You know which blanket I'm talking about? They standard blanket.
Yes.
The nylon at the end. Oh, my God. When I found out Khadija had one of those, that's in the TV room right now. I watched all my metaphysical shit. Because that took over. Like, after the pink blanket disintegrated, it took over those blankets. You know what I'm saying? Afterwards, you know what I'm saying? I got too old to suck my thumb and shit. Started looking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it went to like, not, I couldn't suck my thumb outside. That was just too dumb. You know what I'm saying? So TV and sleeping. You know what I'm saying? That shit is like a good cigarette. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My pop tried to put hot sauce on my finger, all that bullshit. I wasn't giving that shit up for a while. I just had to stop. That shit hurt, too. That shit hurt. You know what I'm saying? I regret the time. Word is born. Just so I won't even lie to y'all. I wake up with my thumb in my mouth sometime now. Like, I don't know how it's happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it must. What the fuck am I doing? Like, but I always sleep and wake up with it. Khadijah caught me a couple of times. She's like, no, this. She said, look, you know you were sucking your thumb. What? No, I wasn't. Oh, yes, you was. I'm going to take a picture of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. No. She had a regular BlackBerry. But then I was like, all right, it's time for you to get an iPhone. Got an iPhone. Oh. She paid me back for them pictures. Every fucking thing. Look, no, the camera's good. Every fucking, I'm in the tub. Click, click. And I'm like, yo, you got to erase that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to watch. You sucking your thumb. Watch. I'm like, why? I'm going to film this shit. I'm like, I stopped taking pictures. Oh, yeah. Yo, I remember early on Facebook, I was putting all them pictures up. You seen them shit just stop. You know what I'm saying? It ain't happening. So, be real with that. Durbin got my blanket. You know what I'm saying? Cover. I even do this shit to this day. When I was little, I used to do it. I could take that blanket and make sure every inch of me was covered and that there was these little people down there. So when I grew up and started doing metaphysics, now I'll do that. When I tell you why,
right.
I do that thing, watch how good it feels.
Yeah.
I have to say these are little melanin beings. What's that shit from Star Wars? Midichlorians.
Yeah.
Got a lot of midichlorians. I'll make sure that shit is like that they're healing me at night. So everything only can heal you where the color is. And word is one, I'll go to the peaceful rest. Is that shit. You'll just be going, whoa, woo-hoo, that shit feels so fucking good. For real. So really, magic is really no more than that. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's not
That's
really
true.
Trying to hide who you are.
No.
It's not necessarily
not
telling everybody everything, but it's coming to terms with that shit. Look, Remix Family, I got the garage full of porn, and I'm good with that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable with that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was like, yo, let me tell you, I'll do you one better. I threw away a shitload of porn before I moved to Atlanta. Like, enough porn, you know what I'm saying, that I could open up a store. You know what I'm saying? And ate deliciously. I just threw all that shit away. I was like, if I die right now, you know what I'm saying, if niggas had to clean out my house and seen this porn, the fucking week. Would not be the same. You know what I'm saying? The weight would not be the same.
The weight would not be the same.
I still got a lot of porn. You know, some of you usually high. You know, you listen to porn with the sound real low and shit. You know what I'm saying? Should be on 3. Nobody's home. The porn be on like 3. Like, fuck that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I did it. And it's not really like you have to explain that to the world, but little things like that are actually what you're coming to terms with your chakras.
Mm.
Little
right,
things like
right.
that. Well, you just say, fuck it, that's me.
That's
I did
right,
it. Fuck
all
it.
Of you.
Fuck
all
it,
you.
I did it. I it may be the sickest thing, but I love it for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, they show you that all the time when they show you, like, fucking Silence of the Lambs. Do them niggas look guilty when they be eating people and shit? No, but they're, it's not because that's real, but they're trying to make the point that he just became comfortable with himself. They show you that in the movie with Mickey and Mallory, Natural Born Killers. Listen to that dialogue that he had with Iron Man in that movie. The nigga was like, yo, Robert Downey Jr. He was like, yo, look, nigga, I used to be where you are, but I evolved, nigga. This shit ain't real.
Mm-hmm.
You saying all
right.
that shit? He said, well, what are you talking about? He's basically saying, where do you get this moral shit from? He said, but you're killing people. These are people. He said, when I look at you, I see an ape. Now, of course, he ain't talking about telling people. What he's talking about is a human mentality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So all this doing what you see, in other words, doing what you do, then hiding the shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, what are you doing for? You got buying your porn in secret. You get what I'm saying? Stop
mm-hmm,
it. Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Buy it. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You do it. I mean, everything ain't for everybody, but like I said,
That's
this is
right.
really about you being comfortable. You know what I'm saying? About you being comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And really, because I don't give a fuck, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks, is what I think. And you shouldn't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. Like I said, certain shit, if you at the PTA, shit matters. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you sitting by your lonely, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You sitting by your lonely, you know what I'm saying? You got to come to terms. You got a car named Vanity, it may be felony. And I'm just going to leave that one right there. It may be felony. You got to come to terms. Got to come to terms.
Oh, my God. Oh, right. Y'all just don't know.
Right, so like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not really about being proud of buying porn, but it's not really to do something extra as much as it's to be like,
yes,
with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
With yourself.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shit, me and Bobby went in porno stores together. You know what I'm saying? And we were ready with shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? My man Dane, we go in porno stores. You ever see a nigga get, like, real scientific? He's like, you know what I'm saying? Just look through every shelf and, like, he's in the porno store going, like, this shit is, like, real, like, he's in a library and shit. You know what I'm saying?
In a library.
Yeah, he's in a library and shit, buying porn and shit, like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just going through the archives. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that. Nigga, where's the big butt sluts and huts? You know what I'm saying? That'd be funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, because when you come to New York is porn. So I took Bobby in. So I'm looking at 80s porn for fun. And it was like, you know, I'm trying to embarrass Bobby. This nigga don't get embarrassed. He's all the way across the other side of the porn store. So there's this, I seen this porn with this lady with one leg and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called, like, Stump. So, like, and on the porn it said, now with more stump hump in action. So I'm yelling across the, yo, Bobby, this got more stump hump in action. Nigga just ain't even listening to me. You know what I'm saying? He just ain't even listening to me. You know what I'm saying? But it's got more stump hump in action. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was evaluating with him. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, this ain't really old lady porn. They get a couple old ladies, then it goes regular shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, lady porn and shit like that. So, this days is over. In fact, I'll tell you one better. Listen, I need y'all to understand this. I was going to buy porn when I met Shabazz and found Bobby Hemmett tapes. he walked across the street from my man Omar, so I was going to buy porn. Came out and said, oh, you got Farrakhan tapes. Yes, brother. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Shabazz from Eye Opener. So, like,
yes.
you know what I'm saying? Porn run this, but that's pan, nigga. That's panic. I ain't ashamed, nigga. And I ain't ashamed because when I talk to spirits, you're talking to some nasty motherfuckers. I haven't seen a decent motherfucker yet doing any of that bullshit courtesy thing. Any courtesy thing that y'all niggas is trying to do on Facebook, I haven't met no spirit as courteous. I've had to get into gateways and realms by paying the fucking dozens in the underworld. This full-blown niggery shit. Let me tell you, everything you learn as a nigga will help you. Everything you learned as a nigga will save you.
Will help you. Will save
right.
you.
Will help you. Everything you learned as a nigga, all that shit you think you learn as a dignitary of spiritual goddamn reflection, you'll find it has no use. No use. I went. I told you that story before. I went in there when my eye first came. Oh, sister who brings black balance and reciprocity, the winged Isis who comes forth to us to bring us light in a world of such imperfection as your balances. And I see you bear boons for us. She said, "Nigga, what in the fuck are you talking about?" And I said.
Wow.
I said, well, what the fuck is it do you want? She said, oh, now we can get down to business, nigga. You get what I'm saying? And I said, oh, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I truly get it. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying? And then I had a conversation with Allah, too. Let me tell you, he's not as beneficent and as merciful as we would think. He told me mm-hmm. he now sits over the whole inmate population and feeds mm-hmm. off of that anxiety to inmates. So I have to mm-hmm. niggas go in there and become Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Get what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. the corruption of these, and remember, these are all entities. So these entities, because you have become corrupt, mm-hmm. they have become corrupt. Get what I'm saying? If mm-hmm. you, let's mm-hmm. say you a standard upright man and you the real man, but you got 75% of the world running around, or let's even say 25% of the world blowing themselves up. That's still happening. Now, we can say, oh, it's the white
right.
man and the Taliban and this, but it's still happening. But it's happening
right.
in the name of Allah. It is happening mm-hmm. in the name of Allah. So all the shit you're seeing, all that shit you're seeing, they're still calling on the deity before they do it. So you can't look at it as from a religion and what he has done for your life and has raised you up and made you an upright man. You could do that. You could do that with goddamn Moses. You could do that with God. People have done that with Jesus. You ask, how did you get off the drugs after 25 years? It was Jesus. And we go, well, Jesus isn't real. We're easy to shit on that. No, because it's energy, and it may have done that. These energies are multi-leveled. But if we're dealing with it on the level of a low thought process, same shit can happen. Same shit can happen to any of that. It becomes alive. It becomes a reality because we make it real. Why? The mind is all and the all is mind.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all put that in your pipe and smoke that for a while. All right. Next question.
All right. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 510. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
510?
Yeah, oh, what's good, y'all? How y'all doing tonight? My name's Jawanda. I'm from California.
Good, good.
Yeah, I was there. The question I had about the chakras was I was wondering about the whole balancing it thing because, like, I've been studying my own chakras and whatnot and the problems mm-hmm. I've been having and whatnot. And I see that I have not only, like, the symptoms of the deficiencies but also the symptoms of the excessiveness. And I was wondering,
mm-hmm.
like, what can I do about that?
Excellent question. What you could do is get a book. Any basic book on how to balance chakras. By now, because chakras is something that the general population has accepted, therefore you'll see writing and writing and writing on it, writing and writing and writing on it. So you could just go to Amazon or talk to a friend, see what they recommend in terms of a good chakra book, something that's easily understandable. And then what you want, even in my book, I go through, and I know you can find this easy, I go through detailed descriptions of an over excessive, too much energy in the chakra, too little energy in the chakra. And I give a laundry list on both sides and what a balanced chakra is. So I give you all three states of the chakra. So you need to find something that tells you all three states of your chakra. And you will also find they'll tell you how to counterbalance whatever's happening. So I gave this example. For instance, if you're talking about a root chakra and you have no energy in it, well, we know that's red. Then all you have to do, if you're having less energy, is bring your energy up with the color red. So put red, listen to music in the key of C, and, you know, they'll tell you shit like walk around barefooted in the dirt, do home shit, play with your kids, watch your kids play. Anything that grounds you brings up the energy in the root chakra to its balancing point. If there's over-excessive energy, they'll give you the opposite chakra to counterbalance it. And I believe for red, blue would be the over. So you would put more blue, and it would start to settle
yeah.
you down with what's over-excessive in the root chakra, therefore, until you come to a balance or to your satisfaction. So you just need, like, a guidebook. Like I said, this will be in this is something I did do in my book. You just need, like, something to guide you to the point where you understand if it's too much energy, how to slow it down. If it's not, but it's easy. If it's not enough energy, you just do whatever
mm-hmm.
you need to raise up that particular chakra. But each chakra has a counterbalance. And So you just need to find something good, or just find an abundance of information. Abundance of information that will give you a guide. You get what I'm saying? Some sort of guide. And then you should be good.
Okay, for sure, for sure. And I have one quick extra question, if that's no problem.
No problem. No problem, guys.
Go ahead.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I've been doing a little bit of studying on my spirit animals thing, and I was wondering, in what aspect, or, like, how does that apply to, like, raising up and cultivating your own light and whatnot? Like, and how should you, or what are some ways that you should interact with it and whatnot? Because, like, found it out, I did a meditation and whatnot, and then I seen it, and then I asked it to show me confirmation, and it popped up.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to see if I should, like, be using it to, like, when I'm going into the dream state and whatnot before I go to sleep, just, like, imagine myself transforming into that animal and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, okay, but it gave you an animal spirit. Absolutely. So let's say it gave you a rabbit, everything fucking you possibly can, rabbit, including boil one. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Eat it. You get what I'm saying? Eat it. You know what I'm saying? So yes, see, you gotta understand, there's a physical aspect of shit and a spiritual aspect of shit. If you're a physical being, you're only seeing physical things. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
These spiritual things have spiritual names and spiritual understandings. So I'm talking to spiritual people. I'm not talking to physical people. They could, you know,
right.
Physical people, I could talk to them when I tell them to make my sandwich at Publix, to pump my gas, and to pass me a Snapple. You get what I'm saying? Who, you know what I mean? That's not a hard thing to do. And it's not a hard thing to get a physical book. What you're trying to do, what we should be trying to do, or what I've been trying to explain people to do, is to start to use more of your mind than your physical understanding, therefore grasping onto concepts that are not so tangible in a place where you have been trained to deal with only what is tangible as a form of your mind control. You get what I'm saying? As a form of your motherfucking mind control. So you can call it what you want to call it, but we do know that we didn't build this goddamn shit just based upon some fucking pulling up your bootstraps. We built this shit based upon technology that is beyond what we are dealing with today.
Mm-hmm.
So your technology is a spiritual technology, and it doesn't need your belief to be for it to be real. But it needs for you for it to be real is it needs your knowing. So if you know you did that and you know that you got that, then you know what you're supposed to be doing, everything. You don't need my advice. You don't need me to tell you how to do this, especially when you're confident enough to speak to your own true self. And your true
right.
self tells you what it is you need to be doing. You get what I'm saying? We need to think more big. I'm just talking about in general. We need to think more expansive. You get what I'm saying? We have a low self-esteem, a low form of imagination, a low form of creativity,
yeah.
and we have a low we have regulated ourselves to just five senses. You get what I'm saying? And this is why we have nothing better to do
right.
than sit around and try to cheerlead for some shit that
mm-hmm.
every fucking body can do. I'm trying to do something that everybody ain't doing. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I'm trying to do something that everybody ain't doing. I'm not trying to do what I could do. I don't need to be on Blog Talk to fucking do. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So this shit is all about we need to start giving up what we think is real, what we think,
mm-hmm.
what we need to unlearn. Shit, yet another thing you just said today. We need to unlearn what you have learned. You get what I'm saying? You're not learneth coming in here just cheerleading some shit that somebody else says. Ultimately, what I have been giving you and will continue to give you is tools for you to come up with your own ideas. The only thing I hope is that they are expansive ideas as opposed
yeah.
to shit that you don't get props for thinking a thought somebody already motherfucking thunk. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do what you need to do. It's about your own. There's nothing greater than your own mind. Now, if it's telling you something contrary and you don't vibrate a spiritual message, nobody's trying to change your mind. ease your ass on down the road. You get what I'm saying? Nobody's here to change your mind. Ease your ass down the road. You get what I'm saying? But if you're here dealing with spiritual concepts, then let me say the best goddamn litmus test is what your own mind tells you, more than anything I can ever tell you. I can only tell you methods that work and certain concepts that you must get into for these things to work. But the revelations you get should be quite personal to you.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, like Tahita says, she'd rather bathe in her panic pack. I give her so much of it, she can afford to do a tub. Every time I see her, I lay some on her. So she can afford to do it. Everybody else is like, I don't know if I can put that shit in the tub now. You know what I'm saying? I might have to, you know what I'm saying? You don't get it that fast. You know what I'm saying? You don't get it that fast. So he's like, oh, I just put mine in the tub and just sprinkle it on my lawn and feed it to my cats. Like, okay, see. I'll be giving her 3-4 packs every time I see her. You know what I'm saying? Here you go. Hey, what's that? Here, take that. Yeah, you coming over, take some. But shit. You know, everybody else is like, nah, I'm down to my last, nigga. When's the next shipment coming out?
We're live in the remix, speaking with Brother Panic, and we're going to continue to take your questions here. 25 minutes left to go in the form, boy, time flies. So we're going to continue. 267, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Blue. Hey, Ms. Blue, how you doing? What's up, Brother Panic?
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. My name is Nate from North Philadelphia.
Nate from North Philadelphia.
I have three quick questions, Brother Panda. I hear you talk about staying out of human thought. That's some difficult shit right there.
Yeah.
Well, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Human thought has its place. I said plenty of times, if you're picking up your child from school, you don't stand in front of the school bus and go, stop in the name of El Bay and release my child. human thought has its human place. But what I'm talking about is you're doing your spiritual work and you're bringing human concepts into it. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you need to know where the line is in the sand. See, somebody in here just wrote chakra info without teaching organs and glands.
Yes.
A body fluid is pseudoscience. See, when I hear shit like that, I go, what the fuck
right.
is it? You get what I'm saying? Now, I've talked in detail. Each secretion can be brought up to the next level. Let's take melanin, for example. There's a human version of this secretion, like there's 209 chakras. The seven glands do have a physical representation in the glandular system, but you can raise these secretions to the next level. That's where you get the DMT spirit molecule and melanin. When you're doing certain chakra work and raise the energy in the chakra to a level where those secretions become elixirs, where you turn water into wine. This is old hat. You get what I'm saying? You can't come around here new with this shit. So when I talk about this, I assume people understand. I try to explain so many details where people understand there's a difference between humanity and spirituality. What I'm talking about is bringing your humanity into your spirituality to balance out, try to balance out spirituality with your human thoughts. So when you are doing human things, there's no, and I think it's just as ridiculous to do spiritual things when you're doing human shit. You get what I'm saying? For instance, if you're trying to buy Chinese food, you don't need to be in there going 01 Shango Melanated Hotel at the Chinese restaurant. That's just as stupid. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
so I was telling
right.
the Chinese man, Hotep Beloved, could you make me some chicken fried rice? You would say, that sounds stupid. So when I hear human thoughts in the spiritual shit, I go, that sounds stupid. You get what I'm saying? It has its place. Everything, if it starts from the thought, and the thought realm is human, then it starts from the spiritual realm and trickles down to the human realm. As above, so below. So everything you can say spiritual has a human response. So you don't deal with the humanity first. Everyone knows, if you're a fucking schoolyard boy, if you deal with the spirit first, the humanity shit, the physical, follows the human. Nothing precedes the thought. So what fucking elixirs that you need to deal with in your shot and you got, that's fucking pseudo-ignorance. You know what I'm saying? You deal with the spiritual shit, and then all the physical shit comes down. If you have a physical ailment, that means there's already, you already fucked up in the thought realm, in the mental realm, in the emotional realm, in this vibratory field. Get what I'm saying? You don't get depressed until you keep telling yourself you're supposed to be fucking depressed. You get what I'm saying? So it happens there. So now, because I'm, you know, when you see dumb shit, sometimes you just got to answer it and just leave it where it is. But moving on to what you were saying, no, you're not trying to ignore humanity. You're trying to handle humanity. That's the difference, what I'm saying. I really need people to understand that. You're trying to handle humanity. What we're trying to do is handle humanity with the ceiling of human thought, and even now human thought has been regulated to white thought, which you don't even have to get racist as to say, well, there's just a new being on the planet, so they became the ceiling on logic and how we contemplate, work out, and balance these things out. So we're not even using the greatest of human thoughts to deal with humanity. You follow what I'm saying? So human thought, I would even go as far as to say, if someone wants to champion humanity, my answer to them was, but guess what? You're still dumb fucking humans. You haven't even did a great job being fucking human to even
doing human shit. Yeah.
Right, even champion humanity. You get what I'm saying? See, I'll go round for round. I didn't get into this because I just couldn't get along. You know what I'm saying? My human life is, you don't hear me sitting around, I can't wait to leave the fucking planet. I had a great time here. I turned this motherfucker out. You get what I'm saying? I turned this motherfucker out. So, but I also know where that belongs. You get what I'm saying? It belongs amongst my human friends. I don't get around my human friends and say, Hotep. And guess what that means? I get around them and say, yo, Beyonce's ass is banging, kid. So I don't like football, but we can watch it. You know what I'm saying? You want to play fucking PlayStation? I bought a ping pong table, nigga. What? You know what I'm saying? Come on. What about that? You know what I'm saying? So, no, what you're trying to do is you keep your study, your spiritual transformation, and that understanding. You keep that pure. You get what I'm saying? You keep that here. But see, when we try to do the other thing, that's why we wind up trying to make our girlfriend conscious, our boyfriend conscious.
Right.
Trying to
we end up fucking that up. Yeah.
Right, and it's all fucked up. It never worked.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to bring our spirituality into humanity. That's why you don't try to do all of that. You are who you are. Once you shine enough light, guarantee you, light attracts these motherfuckers, and motherfuckers are going to come at you. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Motherfuckers are going to come at you. Just based upon your life. So, I see this plenty of times. When I'm at Walmart, I'm doing Walmart shit. You know what I'm saying? Look, Tahita came over, was like, damn, I can't believe you doing all the cooking. You know what I'm saying? When, you know, I invite a couple of people, I can't believe you doing all the cooking. Now, she only came once, but guaranteed, like everybody else the next time, it won't be, I can't believe Panic's cooking. It'd be like, well, Panic, what you cooking? You know what I'm saying? They're like, they just can't believe this shit. I'm like, no, it's regular shit. She didn't do all that. But she's like, damn, you made this shit? You made this shit? And I get that a lot. Long story short is, no, that's that. But like I said, you put a book in my hand, we in a different place.
Right.
So it's not really fighting humanity. Listen, let me say this and say this to be absolutely clear. It's not about fighting humanity. It's about putting it where it needs to be or about balancing it where it needs to be. Humans do human things, and you need to understand what spiritual thing is, your spiritual path, and your transformation means. So you transform, but shit, once you transform, humanity should be a cinch.
Should be easier.
To be easier, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong, I know it's still a motherfucker. It's still a motherfucker, because motherfuckers fuck up my order.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I simply like shit in motherfucker's face, you know what I'm saying? They should tell you to calm down. I'd be like, look, I said unsweetened, bowl of lemons, and four splinters. That's my shit. You know what I'm saying? And niggas fuck that up. Oh, no. They're going to hear it from me. You know what I'm saying? They're going to hear it from me.
And Pam, real quick, I heard you one time. You say you said about the 911 incident. You said you did some reverse shit, and you said, you did a reverse joint. You charged the fuck up. I was sitting watching this football game the other day, and my sister was like, She was like, yo, I'm not at the game. She said, can you feel the energy at the game? And I was saying to myself, like, damn, I wonder if I can do the same shit charge up on some Sunday energy shit.
Right. Uh-huh. And you did.
You know what I'm saying? Like all the energy, like damn, the niggas cussing and all that shit. Energy is energy, right?
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's exactly what you're doing.
Tapping into that shit, right?
Oh yeah. They make it right. The shit is in a circle. All that fucking nigga energy, that melanin running back and forth, motherfucking Shabazz. He used to break this down. He said them niggas in a basketball game is doing straight sacred geometry, angle, side, point, and measurements, angle, side. I'm like, he said that's why they made them stadiums. That's a feeding. And then when they got greedy, they put a dome on top of the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
Lock that shit in.
Unbelievable.
Just to feed niggas running back and forth.
On this whole journey, and I want to thank you guys, you Miss Blue and you, man, you guys helping me change my entire life. But one of the things I come to find out when I started studying this thing, man, my I don't know if there's any correlation. I got a 6-year-old daughter, man. She's showing her ass. When I wasn't doing shit, it seemed like it was lovely. But it's like, so is there any correlation to that, man?
You saying when you became more conscious, you became more lively?
No. Like in school, she's getting in trouble, man.
I'll tell you exactly what that means. Because you are bringing more light into your house, more high vibratory shit. So now she's going to a place where mind control is happening? Well, come on, it ain't gonna happen. Yeah,
that's right.
Listen, as I pointed out, this is what this is all about. This is about energy and life.
Listen, your human shit's starting to get fucked up. And I'm like, damn, I thought this shit was supposed to get better because I'm finding light.
Nah, it will. It will in the most. What you're experiencing is that crossover. So you experience resistance. So you will experience resistance because you're crossing over. You're moving, like anything that moves, there's a counterbalance. So eventually, you actually see, because you're learning it now. Once you become learned, then it balances back out again. You get what I'm saying?
So each new
thing I get into, I'm like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit get wishy washy, and then boom. it doesn't happen as much because at least I haven't found that yet. Most subjects in the occult I've touched. So each thing, new thing I pick up, I have some sort of idea or correspondence to it. So it's very little of that big change. It's only more evolution. Therefore, because the humanity, remember, let's not dismiss humanity because you spent your entire life here being a human. So everything is being human. So you don't just get to pick up a couple of Kabbalah books and all of a sudden you good. All of a sudden you're good. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a while. It takes a while to eat a chocodile. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna stick to the study, man. Like I said, because it's changed my entire life, my whole outlook.
No, you violated
things, and one of the things that I had to do, it was tough shaking off Christianity, and I'm still, I'm still dealing with some things at that, but that shit getting lighter, man, and my life is becoming a lot better because of that, man. I love what you guys do, man, and I'm gonna sit back and listen to some more. Callers, I love you too to life, man. I'll holler at you.
Peace and love. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello. Good evening. This is Jocelyn calling from Virginia.
Greetings.
How you doing, Miss Blue? And how you doing, Brother Panic?
How you doing?
Good. I really didn't have a question. I was calling just to, I was sharing the same sentiments that Miss Blue had at the beginning of the show. I got a new phone, so I was kind of scrolling through some of the past shows, the archives. I was like, wow, look at all this information. Look at all these shows and stuff that that you guys have done, and so I was just calling to say thank you for all of that, because it's just like the last caller said, is everything has just been, my life has just changed so much.
Good.
Eyes have just been open to just so much. And
that's,
this is really amazing. So I was just saying, calling and say thank you. And especially, Brother Panning, for that book list. I haven't even scratched the surface on the book list.
Oh, yes.
That book list is no joke.
Got to do an updated one. Yeah, that's excellent. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Got two books off of that so far. I got Mysteries of the Dark Moon, and there's another book that I started reading. Every woman is a psychic, I think. That's the one.
Every woman is a psychic.
All women are psychic.
That's a
must
for men and women.
Please do that. Let me tell you, get that book too. Get Barbara J. Walker's book, The Woman's Encyclopedia of Myths and Secrets.
Okay.
Oh, please do that.
Okay.
Please get that.
Yeah.
That would be your third book. That's an excellent reference book. It's big, you know, it's about as big as anyone's head. But it has every single occult thing and how it deals with the feminine. She's on it.
Yeah.
She breaks down
the word bitch, the word cunt,
their
divine origin as the goddess Kunti. You know what I'm saying? So they made these words disgusting, but she tells you those were words of honor. At one point, she goes through the menses, how this was honorable, like how all these through the world, how this was held up, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The sacred blood and all the rest of these things. So that's something. Anything by her is great, but definitely the woman's
encyclopedia.
And I wanted to say too, Brother Panic, that I've been, I had that experience where you remember how you were talking about how, you know, when the spirit is talking to you, because you'll be thinking in terms of patterns like A, B, C, D, E, F, G, peanut butter.
That
happened to me the other day. I was riding down the street talking to a friend about something, just regular stuff, and next thing I know, turned into the cemetery. So I drove through the cemetery,
and that
was like a maze, but I drove through it anyway. I just turned right into it, and I noticed that a lot of times when I'm walking in the morning past the cemetery, I just love walking past it in the morning. I always see these spider webs hanging from the trees, and I'm just drawn to it. I love spider webs, and I love spiders, and so I'm like, okay, these are gateways. So I'm going to start, you know, maybe trying to put up some spider webs and things like that. And I did have an experience too. I sent you an email. So much is happening, is going on ever since I just been like listening to the shows and stuff.
But after I left the lecture,
Brother Panic, every time you talk about Brother C. Freeman L., I just get so excited, because he was at that lecture. He was there.
He was there.
I sent you an email to tell you what happened. I told Dr. Eileen he was there, especially that second part of the show. He was definitely in the building. And I was just so amazed to hear you talk about what he's doing as far as the classes. And Ms. Blue took me back to Persia and my Akashic record reading. So I'm just loving all of this.
Yeah, that's what's
up.
I like to hear it. Yeah, C. Freeman L. is very strong right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's good to hear that you know who he is. You know what I'm saying? Master teacher.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he did.
My
goodness. Amen. He really did. He told me some things to share with Dr. Eileen, and then it was a whole lot of other information that I couldn't put into words. But like, you know, I think Ms. Blue, you were saying sometimes about when you can't remember your dreams or remember exactly what anybody was saying to you, especially like spirits or ancestors, just remember how you were feeling. But I remember feeling after that lecture, Brother Panny, after that lecture. I remember feeling Brother C. Freeman L.'s spirit was just so excited. I mean, he was elated. That's the best way I can kind of describe how he was excited.
And I could see that because you talking about somebody who was in this thing from the ground floor. Just to see so many, especially at the Aleem lecture, because, you know, most people stayed at home and they did it online. But just to see so many faces in the place. Like, I mean, you know, the hardest of hard faces. And C. Freeman L. was the hardest. He was one of the motherfuckers that would be talking to you now and curse your ass out if you was a student the next day, like on some real curse out shit, not some old fake. Look, motherfucker, what did I tell you shit? And So this for her to say it, this would make the hardest of heart elated if you would see the energy in this when Brother Aleem came. Same thing with Wayne, you know what I'm saying? Business as usual. All the people online. Mm-hmm. It's the love. So I mean, just to see it go from this place to the next place.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And like, and you know, I've already talked to him even before, and he's dropped some master shit when he first made the transition. But him coming back now, this is him who is his energy is in these classes. Believe, and he came out teaching. He didn't come out lecturing. He came out teaching. So he's a natural teacher. So rightfully so. His energy behind these classes, you know what I'm saying?
Wow,
well,
that's beautiful.
See, see point.
Never met him, and I never seen any of his lectures because when I first came back, it was like he wouldn't let me watch any of the lectures. He said, "Don't watch any of my lectures because I think I was still kind of like doubting if it was really him talking to me."
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to kind of gauge just to see if this is really him. So he said, "Don't watch any lectures." I haven't watched any lectures. And when I was talking to Dr. Aleem, he was like, "Yeah, he was my teacher, and he started out in Atlanta, and this and that." And I was like, "Okay, I didn't know that."
Yeah, yeah.
So
he started out in Atlanta.
Listen to the past few shows that you did a couple of months ago or weeks ago, when you started talking about him. I was like, "Okay, this is confirmation. This is wonderful. So I'm on the right track. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing."
Aleem told me. Actually, now I remember. Aleem told me what you said too later, and yeah, if you told Aleem some of the stuff about his shoes and stuff.
Oh, I told him, I think he was saying Brother Azariah was telling him that he had some big shoes to fill.
That's right. He told me Azariah told him that, and somebody else, he must have been talking about you. Oh, no, it's definitely on. Like, I tell you, C. Freeman shit is on, it's on.
And
when
you were saying how his spirit, when you saw him in the store or you saw the likeness of his appearance, he was a big brother. I told Dr. Aleem, I was like, his presence was so heavy. It was just like a big presence, just big.
Yeah, this motherfucker.
That's what I could describe.
Yeah, he could touch my ceiling. He could touch my ceiling, I believe. You know what I'm saying? This is a big motherfucker. Like, I would say this, too, because he told me a lot about the fairy kingdom, and that kingdom is about to shift back with us. So you may want to get on some of that fairy stuff.
Maybe
I don't know.
Has something to do with the spider webs, because the spider webs are always connected to the trees. And that's the first thing I thought about was fairies, trees, spider webs.
The spider webs, even the graveyard, deep body of trees, you can look at it as a kingdom, is sort of a kingdom, you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So if he told you to go there, that's you need to start communicating with the trees. I mean, they got them lady cigars, but a cigar always did it right for me. So you could get like a good, not that cheap, you know, Dutch master shit. You got to go to a real cigar store, get one of them skinny cigars if you could take it. And if you can't smoke, you could light one up and do it in nature. Now, same thing, they said the shit in the Avatar, where there's a network, the roots act like a network. In trees, that is absolutely true. They told me before that movie, they told me that when I was in Central Park, and they said their roots are cut off because it is in New York, and they are very disgruntled, and they're very tired of being there, basically. But that whole interconnection. Long story short, you either light up that cigar, smoke a cigar, do whatever it is you do to get in that place. Because it's the trees or the fairies that told you to turn in the cemetery. They were calling you. So that means, if you can make it there, then it's easy. But technically, if you got trees in your yard, you can do it. But the idea is, because C. Freeman L. was telling me, the fairy kingdom is very active. It represents, we had the ability and the intelligence to, let's say, build pyramids. Let's just keep it there. We know we were smarter before. And that smart, let's just call it smarts, that energy hasn't died. So what that energy did was shift into a dimension right next to us called the fairy kingdom. So to access fairies is accessing your intelligence. So all of that knowledge is right next to us. We experience on a day-to-day level as epiphanies and inventions. So when they give you, the black man invented the doorknob and invented that, technically he went to the fairy kingdom or right into a next dimension called thinking, going, you know what I'm saying? Then he becomes inspired. And that inspiration is just from, they is just in spirit. That's what the word means. And it comes from, and you really get inspired from nature and creation. So he's basically saying what's active now is that intelligence is sitting right there. When they tell you the mythology of fairies, they'll tell you fairies used to live with us. And they said, as we got dumb on the fairies, I can't live with these dumb motherfuckers. We're going to shift into another dimension, and we'll be able to make ourselves known to them through nature, through imagery.
Mm-hmm.
So classically, to deal with fairies, you go to nature, feed the trees, see them in trees and brooks and rivers and whatever and whatever. Like I was telling people, and like I said, remember I was telling you earlier, this thing of Bobby is fucking so practical. Because I was telling him, and I've talked about this before, like, you could be on your in your bathroom, and you will start to see images on the floor. You know, if, whatever tiles, you'll start to see faces. So he was like, this is how see, this is why I like talking to this motherfucker. He said, of course you can see him. He said, when you're shitting, you're in meditation. I said, goddamn motherfucker.
Yes.
You done did it again, you motherfucker. Like, because I'm telling him, I told people this. Yeah, and that's the fairy king. He said, yeah, of course, you're in meditation. I said, motherfucker, like you just, he'll just, oh, that's why, and Blue would do that shit too. Like I can talk to her and she'll see another angle in what I'm talking about. So that's when you know you're having a peer-to-peer conversation, you know what I'm saying? People who offer you something, you know what I'm saying? And so be like, why you don't like, because motherfuckers ain't offering me nothing. They're waiting for me to tell them something. And sometimes I'll be like, well, what you got? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I find interesting. So that fairy kingdom, they show it through you through imagery. You get what I'm saying? So you got to get into that form of meditation. Like I said, a cigar, once you do a cigar, if you read, they'll tell you about the majesty of the cigar in Jeremy Narby's book, DNA
right.
and Cosmic Serpent. He'll tell you
about
that. Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. I just want to kind of jump in there because we have 33 seconds to go for the rest of the people. So listen up, everyone. Get black and mild. Not the cigar, but just get black, get mild. Calm down, everyone. If you're not on the phone line and you want to get in and the phone lines are full, don't worry. You'll be able to download. I want to say thank you to Brother Panic and everyone out there. Much love to you guys. We'll be back next week doing what we do. Email Brother Panic, panicpack@hotmail.com. Much love, warm spirit to you guys in the after hours. Okay, Brother Panic, you can keep going. We in the after hours.
Wait. I just seen Tahita say she's the doo-doo queen. She gets a now, listen, if y'all seen Tahita's ass, you would never think she makes a doo-doo. Like if she makes a doo-doo, it's like a Yorkie doo-doo. You know what I'm saying? She's like the perfect, like, you could take a picture of her and put her on a sticker and say, this is what they look like when they were talking about goddesses. Like, everything is perfect. Hand,
yes.
Smile, face, every. You cannot tell me she's the doo-doo queen. I'm going to have to beg to differ. You get what I'm saying? You're making them little Yorkie dudes look like Tootsie Rolls. You know what I'm saying? Pick that shit up with a goddamn Kleenex. Okay, I'm done. Let's go to the park. Tell me she's the doo-doo queen. I don't think she even went to the bathroom when she was at my house. She did nothing. You know what I'm saying? You can't even imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like she's like a person who you just like. I wonder what she's doing today. Let's say because if you down dumps, she's the one to call. She is like she has a booth with us. She be working these humans, yo. Like she come out. She hit a nigga with one stick. And she go watch five people come now when they smell that shit. And he's like, and her daughter's like, Mom, but they ain't shit. Don't worry about it. They got it on them now. I'm like, damn, that's some magical shit right there. You know what I'm saying? She's real good people, real cool people. I just know she ain't no duty queen. I just know that. You know what I'm saying? But I like to move my bowels. I don't think you got bowels. You know what I'm saying? They took them shits out in Egypt. You know what I'm saying? She's one of them people that make you happy when you're around her. You know what I'm saying? She makes you happy when you're around her. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Tootsie Roll, not even the brown Tootsie Roll. Nobody had the clear Tootsie, the white Tootsie Roll, like vanilla Tootsie Roll. Hey, I'm about to move my bow. You got Tootsie Roll wrapping. And she, when I tell you, she is absolutely perfect. Like, she got a radio show. Like, all her shit is together. You know what I'm saying? She ain't making no damn dude. She ain't no. If she's making dude, she damn sure ain't the queen. Mm-mm. She ain't the queen. She ain't the queen. You know what I'm saying? If she making dude, because I got a fucking auntie, that bitch is the queen. Aunt Carol, that bitch is the queen. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to dethrone her ass. You know what I'm saying? She'll wake you up 4 in the morning, just like, ooh, who's in the bathroom? It's 4 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? It's 4 in the morning. That's the queen. You know what I'm saying? So if Tahita's moving up bowels, I don't know if it's the queen. You might have to challenge that crown. You know what I'm saying? Get my Aunt Carol on your ass. You know what I'm saying? After one of them macaroni and cheese dinners. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Carol on that ass. You know what I'm saying? She will blow that shit up. You know how you make a fart on the toilet and it echo?
Ew.
You know what I'm saying? That's cow shit. You know what I'm saying? That's her shit. Oof. Oh, shit. Like, she's like playing a organ. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a chakra healing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a chakra healing. You know what I'm saying? The tootsie roll. So the fairy came from... The fetish kingdom is very active right now. Very active. Let me tell y'all, I swear to you, I cannot say this enough. Tahita is probably one of the most sweetest persons I've met in Atlanta. Like, and remember how I tell y'all, like, everybody be Googling on me until they find out who I am? I told y'all, I know I said doodle, but you know what I'm saying? She like, before she even knew who I was. Nah, don't write that, boo. Y'all niggas ain't even listening. Is this the right number to call in? Like, I ain't gonna put. She gonna bash you. You put her on the phone. What's calling to me then? And what's your and she's 678. Oh, it says maybe the phone line's gonna be too full. I'm lucky on that. Let me tell you. Let me be real with y'all. Because I've told your stories where people, you see I've seen the nastiness in conscious motherfuckers, and they do all this shit. And 3 minutes later, 4 minutes later, what's your name? Panic. Brother Panic, and they go into this whole fucking like soap opera and shit. So he didn't do that shit. I met her at the dollar store. And she gave me the warmest high ever without any introduction. I'm like, oh, that's what was that? It made me say this. Who the fuck was that? She's like, oh, I didn't introduce you. She's like, but I met her at this retreat, and she's always sweet and this and that and that. I'm like, yeah, why she getting so many tootsies on rappers? She's about to drop some tootsies, baby. So she's always smiling. She's a dancer. Always, and she's probably one of the most calmest people. She bring my pressure down when you meet her. And you can see her husband has benefited because this is the most laid-back brother, you know what I'm saying, I've ever met. Like, he's so cool that you just want to hang out with him. And then to find out he's like the Grand Mahdi, high mystic exalted ruler over the 33rd and the 3rd degree Moors. I'm like, word?
Wow.
Real cool, man. Real good people, man. Mm-hmm. And their kids. I mean, their daughter's real nice. Like, oh, I'm coming to listen to your shit because I guess she has them listening to, and they're like, this nigga here is crazy. They're like, and you gotta be like, yo, what you meant when you said that shit? I'm like, oh, y'all be listening? Funny. But good people. But I refuse to believe my sister Tahita is the doo-doo queen. I refuse to believe it. Not the queen. Because, you know what I'm saying? You got to fight Carol. You know what I'm saying? Aunt Carol. She don't eat none of that fucking spirulina, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? She don't eat healthy. You know what I'm saying? So we can't say, you know, CKLS is cheating and shit. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that. You know what I'm saying? You got to go head up. You got to go head up with Carol. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, Carol used to shit and wake you up at 4 in the morning. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, smoke alarm and shit going, like the carbon monoxide alarm. Y'all get your asses back in that bed, eh? You mind your business. mind your business. Shit. Kyle walked around with no drawers on. This is shit anticipation. This was shit anticipation. Listen, you walk around with no drawers on.
Mm-mm.
No drawers on. Like, why you got no drawers on, Aunt Carol? Shit happens. Shit happens. Y'all need to stop playing in that bathroom. People got things to do. Turn off that goddamn water. Y'all need to stop playing in that goddamn water. People got things to do. People got things to do.
You
know what I'm saying?
Jesus,
you walking around on Carol's bowels, boy. Them shits is a motherfucker. You say you don't want to get on the elevator with them bowels. You know what I'm saying? Them bowels. You know what I'm saying? That elevator don't work. You live on the 10th floor. Shit. You drag them bowels upstairs. You know they're getting. You know they're getting a dessert. I'm saying toilet. I'm saying y'all need to get up out that bathroom. Y'all ain't doing nothing in there. You know what I'm saying? Shit makes you want to fucking go the fuck home. Visit is over. Visit is over. Where are you? She in the bathroom? She coming out in a second. All right, just leave her this note for me. Stop texting. I ain't convinced. Tahita, boy, I'm not going to be. Tahita looks like you put wings on her ass. That's my eye. Oh, shit, my eye's here. Oh, no, no, no. Well, she has just put away. She's like perfect. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think I'm over that. I don't know. And so he decided to cater her party. Said my cooking was memorable. Yeah, we're going to have another dinner soon. I imagine, and of course, being a husband, keeps coming. Yes, I people don't believe me. They was telling me I couldn't cook. You know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, Pam, you can't make no macaroni and cheese. I will fuck you up, and I will fuck your moms up. Your moms, will, you know how you say, your macaroni and cheese want to smack your moms. Word is born. You really want to smack your moms. Like, mom, bitch, what you was fronting the whole time? Wow, Panic makes better macaroni and cheese. You're right. So the eating them came. They did their vegetarian thing. Who else came? Star came. The rapper. Crown
Star.
Came.
I like Star.
Star came. She comes last time. Star. I went to Star's show. You know what I'm saying? Star had a
Yay.
Show. She's really a rapper. I'm gonna tell you that right now. She's
I can't
really
remember
a rapper.
Her song. Crown. Yeah.
Crown.
Rocking the
that's,
crown.
That's what I like. She was doing her joints. And, you know what I'm saying, this dude came up to me, he's like, yo, is your name Brother Panic? I was like, yes, brother, hey, what's going on, almighty? No, you go into your remix mode, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, I'm remix fan. I was like, gang bang. And then he's like, yeah, can you say, yo, he said, I got that Stardust. He said, I almost forgot how I used that shit. That shit is crazy. I'm like, damn, I really didn't think this shit would be working like this. You know what I mean? Like, that shit is crazy, kid. You know what I'm saying? So I was talking to that brother. He was a rapper, too. I can't remember his name. Oh, The Chosen. Believe you me, I don't know how I remember that. A brother named The Chosen. That's who that was.
The Chosen.
So I was politicking with him. You know what I'm saying? I think I told Blue. I don't know if I told y'all. This is the real shit. This is when you know you're doing it. Like, me and Rob, we went to, there's a place out here, a seafood place called Spawn Divots. Even that alone sounds funny. I'm like, no, let's do the Spawn Divots. Went to Spawn Divots.
Mm-hmm.
Waitress was crazy fine. I'm like, God damn, boy, I wish I was free. I can't do it no more. And I'm like, she's fine. And Rob was like, yo, she's off the hook. I said, oh, shit, she's going to be our waitress. I said, oh, excellent. She came over, she said, hi, my name is Monique, and I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, sister? Da, da, da. And I was like, well, let me get a corn on the cob and a order shrimp. She said, oh, my God, are you Brother Panic? Do you know, on a weaker man, how much that would have fucked him up? just think about this shit. You just admiring this sister, and then you know, like God damn, I wish I was free. You on that level, and then she's like, then knows you, not by face, by voice. Oh, a regular nigga right there. Oh my God, you know what I'm saying? It's like Coming to America, Prince Jaffa Jophy. She's like, oh man, I listen to this. And she's like, then it was all over. Yeah, my father listened to you all the time. Okay. All right. Here's my email. Good sister. And she told me, and I remember her before. She reached out to me before, but her father wanted to be, you know, regular stuff. But that'll fuck a nigga's ego up. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, you better separate that humanity. You'll be fucked up. Just believing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Believing in yourself. Like, since I do Most Miss Blues show, like, motherfuckers don't know my face. But when we'll start talking, because I never got in contact, you know, I never really been around motherfuckers. I gave out them flyers. If I was a weaker nigga, I didn't really know the world really took me that serious. like niggas be pausing. I'm like, really? Like, me? You know what I'm saying? Shit, nigga, I wake up sucking my thumb sometime, and I got a garage full of porn. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is like some other different shit. That's why I'm glad it happened in the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then there's
motherfuckers
who are just insane. And I know motherfuckers go insane because motherfuckers, hey, brother Penny, hey, this is me, Raheem. Who? Raheem. I'm like, okay. He's like, well, I was on Miss Blue show too. Like, I'm supposed to go, oh, that's Raheem. Like, oh, okay. He said, then they'll be, I'm like, yeah, that's it. You see, that could have been me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, Brother Panic. And then wait to take a bow and shit. You know what I'm saying? motherfuckers got fucked. They be showing their real ass. You know, niggas come up, brother, do you know what that necklace means? Oh, you mean the necklace that I'm fucking wearing? That it looks like I put a lot of money and time into making, you know, I didn't know what it meant. I was doing it on a fucking hunch. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, really? No, explain to me. Then they explain, and then they ask well, what's your name, brother? Panic. These niggas start performing. Oh! And I'm like, yeah, everything you told me about this necklace is some shit that you're repeating that I said. You know what I'm saying? This is funny. But, you know, I don't take myself serious. I just think it's more funny than anything. That shit had me almost fucked. That shit had me for like at least 7 minutes. When she's like, "Are you Brother Panic?" Or just straight off a voice, that had me like 7 minutes. Then when that shrimp and that corn came, I was back to normal. You know what I'm saying? Back to normal. Yeah, back. That shit had me. You know, like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but that shit be funny as hell. Cause There's motherfuckers. Yeah, I tell y'all some funny stuff I can't say. Cause motherfuckers be in the remix. Motherfuckers be remix motherfuckers. I know who they are, remix motherfuckers. I see them niggas. They don't know who I am, and they show me some regular human shit. Hey, go on, nigga. What's this flyer here? And then there was some. I ain't going to say no names. Like, I was going to give out some flyers. And it was like, you know, Jerry and Sandra, Jerry's the one who does all the Oregon stuff. He's on Facebook. So I'm chilling with them, and I'm about to give out flyers. They're like, you may not want to give that person. That person's cranky. So I tried, motherfucker, gave me the cranky look. Motherfuckers did mad shit like look, motherfucker, I don't want no flyers. Conscious people.